We just pop on. Fuck that shithead.
Hey, man.
Fuck that motherfucker. Hi, everyone. How was your... What is this? Like fucking Radar O'Reilly. I got that one fucked up hand. How's everyone doing? Another banner weekend. I still have a hacking cough. I don't know what happened. But aside from a hacking cough, I have a fantastic co-host, Mr. Dave Landau. How about that segment?
Hello, everyone. Hi.
Fresh back from Denver, Colorado.
Yes, in a hat that apparently makes me look like a cancer patient.
It's a big hat.
I didn't know it was that big.
It's okay, though. Like there's so many different styles of hats and caps these days.
There are.
I was growing up, it was just pretty much the cap, and you had to crunch the brim. And that was that. And then, you know, the 90s just blew it all out of the water with rappers and, you know, leaving the brim flat and keeping the labels on it and shit. Like Patrice used to wear those.
I'm still wearing the flat hat. And if it came with a label, it would be on it.
It would still be on.
I wouldn't leave the tags on it. I'm not a complete asshole.
Yeah.
That goes under the brim, that stays.
Why is that? It's so funny. Like,
it's fucking stupid.
Only black dudes could get away with doing that, though, yeah. Like, immediately. Like, if you're a white guy and you put a hat on with the tags on, your friends would be like, yo, idiot.
Yeah.
Hey, douche, take the tags off. You'd be like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you just look like you forgot to cut the tags off.
Black dude's like, what the fuck is this? Like, nigga, please, yeah. That shit's all about, mother.
3850, motherfucker.
Yeah. You want everybody to know how much you paid for it, I guess. What brand hat it is and all that happy horse shit.
Well, and that's one that goes under the brim. It's like, I was talking to my friend once ago, what is that? He's like, well, it's just, you know, it's an authentic hat. I'm like, do people accuse you of it not being a hat?
Yeah. I've never been accused of my hat not being authentic.
Yeah.
Where I go, boy, I wish I would have left the label on. Right. That would show them.
No one believes this is a hat now.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense.
Makes no sense. I don't get it. But that's good. Colorado was the weed thing rampant because I know Colorado, one of the early adopters of legal weed.
Yeah, every Uber smells like pot. The guy who drove me back from the club was high as shit.
Really?
Everybody was fucking just...
Is that necessarily a good thing? I don't think so.
No, I mean, no. It's fine, but even people that would come up after the show, like, we have a lot of fans of the show there, and they're all really cool people.
Yeah.
But you knew the high ones, because they just kind of, like, stare at you, and they'd, like, slowly take a compound card. Just, like, they couldn't communicate. Because the drugs that now, it's so crazy. Crazy. That's
yeah. It's
a
not just
level
like,
of weed.
Yeah, not a little baggie of shake.
It's not a little,
some seeds and
a
stuff.
Little brown baggie.
Yeah. Where you actually see the leaves.
Ugh.
Like, nah, that was give you a headache and barely give you a buzz. And now it's just like fucking smoking acid.
Yeah, like the seeds are more valuable now because you can regrow it. So you'll never get any of those.
You don't get seeds?
As opposed to the 800 you used to pick out of one dime bag you got in the hood.
There's a bunch of people sitting there clipping them like Mr. Miyagi. Fucking making them perfect. And you know, I don't know. But yeah, I some of these states, like Colorado, it just seemed to be an open invite for people to be fucked up doing things they shouldn't be fucked up doing, like driving and working heavy machinery and things. Yeah. I think they thought legalizing it, you know, booze is legal, but you're not just swigging as you're driving an Uber. If you walked into an Uber and the guy smelt like whiskey, first you'd go, oh, I see you got a new job, Gino.
Yeah.
And then you'd say, what the fuck are you drinking and you're driving an Uber? We go in and it's whole car smells like weed and you're just like, oh, well, it's weed.
He drove fine.
See?
Safe.
Yeah, maybe that's why.
Abiding by every law.
Maybe it just doesn't matter. Come on in here, Robert. Why don't we have Robert O'Neill join us, of course. Yes.
Oh, Kevin Spacey. Maybe sorry, I just looked up and saw that.
Oh, yeah. Kevin Spacey, I guess.
March 4th hearing.
Had a judge sets next hearing for a Spacey sexual assault case. We could talk about that a little bit because I read the whole thing, and this sounds to me like a night out with a big Hollywood star.
Yeah.
A woman, I guess, was with her 18-year-old son, and Spacey was kind of making moves on the son.
Right.
Reaching down, rubbing his thigh at shit. And it kind of went like that all night. And then again, a few years later, someone goes, oh, that's a problem. Like, look, not my cup of tea. I think if Kevin Spacey was rubbing my thigh when I was 18, first of all, I go, who the fuck are you?
Yeah, that's true.
He wouldn't be famous yet.
I'd probably be like, hey, I am a big fan.
Yeah, I'm a big fan. But that's kind of what it sounds like was happening. Like, yeah. They were just kind of laughing that this drunk actor is trying to pick you up at 18 years old. And now it's a big thing. I don't see it. Sorry. I don't see it as some kind of a big crime that needs to be investigated or what.
So was this about him rubbing a guy's thigh? That's all.
Yeah, his thigh and apparently grabbed onto his member over the pants a few times, but continued to buy him drinks and he stayed there.
It's Kevin Spacey, he's a big star.
It's Kevin Spacey.
I mean,
he's a star. What are you going to do?
If I'm 18 years old, I'm trying to get a gig.
That's another thing. You know how it works.
I got to be honest, too. If he's down near my lower thigh and rubbing my dick, I'm kind of honored.
Yeah. It's like
that's what I'd say. I'd be like, Kevin Spacey rubbed my cock last night.
Kaiser Sose rubbing my dick.
That's his glory hole name, actually.
Yeah. Sorry. Kaiser Sose.
That's why he walks with a limp at the end of that movie.
Yeah. There was a little more to the story.
Fan. I liked him in The Ref. I liked him in The Usual
Suspects. Huge fan. And then that video he put out a couple of weeks
ago. That was awkward.
It was definitely an awkward video. But I'll tell you, watching it, all I was thinking was like, fuck, I missed that show.
I missed that character. Because
Frank Underwood. He was
Frank
great.
Underwood, yeah. Frank's the man. He started as a majority whip and became the president.
President.
And he's got that wife with a weird thing in her throat. And obviously, you know where that, you know.
Right. That's kind of what I was thinking.
And they killed him off without him being on the damn show. They just kind of killed him off.
Yeah. Well, they had
the president now?
Yeah. Had to get rid of him.
I stopped watching it after he left.
Yeah,
because it was like, and his delivery in that video is the same as the characters, so you're kind of like, oh, fuck, it's like a...
And it was actually nice to see that, too. It's like, thank God, Kevin Spacey still drinks.
Yeah. There he is. Look at him. He's in his little, what is he wearing, an apron? All right.
If I didn't pay the price for the things we both know I did do, I'm certainly not going to pay the price for the things I didn't do. Well, of course, they're going to say I'm being disrespectful, not playing by the rules.
He's such a good fucking actor is what it is. Like, I don't give a fuck whose cock he touched. I want to see him in a movie.
He's such a menacing character, too.
Yeah.
Like, if you've ever seen, Seven or fucking...
Fantastic. Yeah.
Also, by the way, American Beauty, which is perfectly acceptable when he tries to fuck a 17-year-old girl on his couch. He's driving around in a fucking... sports car.
Good movie. My agent told me I'm not allowed to talk about that one, but
he can't talk about that one. But I understand. Yeah, you watch something like that, and you see his delivery and his facial expression and stuff. You're like, God damn, that's acting. That's good, man.
Have you ever seen Swimming with Sharks?
Oh yeah,
best movie. And
oh, what a prick,
dude. He plays the perfect Hollywood agent.
Yeah, that's
it's just Frank Whaley torturing him, and he's still an asshole the whole time.
What was it? Billionaire Boys Club.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I didn't see that.
He was so good in that. Yeah,
you're the only.
Well, I'm married, so yeah. I'm forced to watch.
Oh, okay. Some of those. No, I understand.
He was good because it was so weird. He was actually forced to play a gay guy.
He was the guy who even in the 90s, people were like, I've heard he's gay, and we're like, really? Kevin's
Well, he tried to use that as a cop out too when he got this
right.
Hashtag him too or whatever the hell they call it. And he's a whimsy gay man doing whatever, and it's a shitty cop out, but he used it. But he finally admitted he's gay.
Gay guy. What are you gonna do?
When you try to fuck a 14-year-old boy, it doesn't really help when you're like,
No, it doesn't.
I've always said that.
At this point, it doesn't really matter.
No, you're like, no, I like men. It's like, well, that I know you don't.
Yeah,
that doesn't help the argument.
Sorry, that ain't washing.
Just talk to my attorney. He said that's not gonna help us.
Not gonna help you out of this.
So what's happening with this thing? So they're extending it to couple months, or what are they doing?
I guess there's another hearing in a couple of months, but. Yeah, I don't see as how it's that big an issue. Everything's kind of being lumped into one category of, like, you're a sexual harasser. And for some reason, everyone feels compelled to go, we are against sexual harassment here. Like, it's obvious.
I think we should all be against sexual harassment.
I think we're all against that. But there are different levels and different contexts and... You know, different people that are involved that all need to be taken as a separate case. And some of them are just notoriously horrific and obviously need to be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. And other ones, I think, enter this weird gray area. And I think at least this one case with Kevin Spacey kind of fits that bill. Like, he's playfully toying around with some fucking kid who's of age. But, you know, it didn't at the time, from what I read, seem like the kid minded it all that much. It seemed like kind of a goof.
He's an opportunist.
Right.
Maybe.
And there you go. That's all you're saying is maybe.
It just seems odd, though, because I know people that have been raped, and they come out right away. They go to the police.
Right.
I mean, it's a serious thing. And yeah, now,
of course,
once this whole thing comes out, everybody's got a story.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's you're gonna weed out bullshit.
You look at, like, it's kind of a story. Kevin Spacey has another story with fucking whose kid was it? It was Hooper there from Jaws.
Fuck yeah, and it was Richard Dreyfuss.
Matt Hooper from Jaws.
He'll
always be Matt Hooper.
They're all.
I always think, what about Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss.
Leo Marvin.
Yeah, but I mean, look at the flavor of the data. Look at Judge Justice Kavanaugh.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
Where are all those women now?
Perfect example
They're
of
gone.
Just something that should not have been put in the same category. Sorry. Yeah, Richard Dreyfuss went over to Kevin Spacey's home to practice some lines. I guess Spacey was producing a play, and he was going to be in it. And Richard Dreyfuss brought his son, his young son, to Kevin Spacey's house. I'm going to Spacey's house. Take a ride with me. Yeah. And from the description, Kevin Spacey was just literally chasing his son around his own house.
Yeah, like he would move a couch, like, seat, and then
sit on the couch. And, like, it would get uncomfortable because Kevin Spacey's sitting too close. So he'd get up, move, and then Kevin Spacey would just get up and sit next to him again. And Richard Dreyfuss talks about kind of how he was laughing, and it was a goofy thing. It's something that everyone knew about, apparently, if you were going to work with Kevin Spacey and you were an attractive young man. Oof. You had your work cut out for you.
Yeah, you're going to get your furniture moved.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just moved to a new house, and I'm looking at different places to put my love seat.
Yeah.
I might need to get a couple people over there. I don't have a son, but I can find a guy.
Yeah, if Kevin's coming over, you can cut it in half and move it to separate sides.
Yeah, just remind me to bring an axe and a young kid. And next thing you know, hey, Martha Stewart would be proud of us.
You just have all these seats so far away from each other when you have them over.
So you got yourself a house, you and
the lovely wife and I were shopping. It was funny, we have so much space now. She was like, yeah, it's so funny, Rob. Now we have the Ms. Pac-Man machine that I can unfold into a pinball machine. She's from Boston, lives in New York, and so we're moving to a place that I'm not going to say, but...
No, it's you have a lot of room,
a lot of space, and
big difference.
I'm pissed off, though, because I can't watch my favorite show anymore, Ghost Adventures, because when I sleep in this big ass house by myself, like, Zach is right.
It's so funny.
No, I literally give myself the talk. I'm sleeping in the bed. My wife's not there. I'm in this huge house by myself, and I'm like, all right, Rob, you're a 42-year-old Navy SEAL. You've been on these raids. You've killed people. Stop worrying about the goddamn ghosts that aren't here. I have this conversation, and I always seem to wake up at like 3 a.m. It's like, it's 3 a.m. because that's the counter of six, which is the Trinity.
Shit.
Yeah. This is the.
It's all going through your head.
I've got guns in my house because I'm not afraid of ISIS, but apparently I don't want.
We all know guns don't do anything against
ghosts. What if it's the ghost of Bin Laden?
Imagine that fuck is haunting you.
No, I'm not worried about him. What's messed up is I worked with a guy a long time ago that had me watch The Exorcist every night until it didn't make me afraid. We're still not there.
Yeah. No,
I don't like that movie. I love the movie, but I'm still afraid of it.
I don't like that shit either.
And now I've got like 19 closets for myself in part of the it's horrifying.
You got yourself a safe room yet? You build a safe room in there?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Well, we've got guns literally next to everywhere.
Yeah.
And I hear the same noise. I'm like,
and it's.
Yeah, but ghosts,
I wish it was Bin Laden because I can have a dialogue.
Yeah, but ghosts don't play by safe room rules. They're going to come right in there.
That is true. The safe room won't protect.
But have you seen that movie though? The ghost. The Zach on
Oh, yeah.
I love that. And I would sit there in my apartment in New York and love it. And I want to be on the show. I want to do this. I'm like, whatever. I get in this huge house. I'm like, I want nothing to do with you.
No, I can't. I don't like those night vision shots down a hallway. And you'll see something kind of scurry and move.
They get on that little noisemaker that does the white noise. And I'm like, you're good out. I'm like, ah, yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. Little talking things. Yeah. Or
I got a mortgage. I'm not getting out. Can we keep it away from me?
No, yeah, I got a mortgage to pay.
Sorry, Mr. Bills, but can we get to a reasonable agreement?
It tells me you're not going to like anyone that moves in here anyway.
Well, I have a wing in the house where my mom's going to live. Can you haunt her? Leave me alone. Do what you want to the girl. Leave me alone.
Yeah, yeah. I get creeped out. I do get creeped
everyone
out.
Everyone does because you don't know what's going on. No one knows what's going on. I mean,
there have been certain movies that I've been going through the guide, and I'll be like, oh, that. And I'll be like, ah, it's a little too creepy.
It is a good show, though.
Right
now. Adventures are good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that is a good one. But again, you don't watch it.
I mean, my wife and I got a suite in Vegas. We're watching it a few weeks ago, and I loved it because I had a few things going on.
Oh, that's fine.
So we're in a new house. I'm like, I don't have things going on.
When there's like shit going on, you're in Vegas.
Apparently, drunk Rob is not afraid of ghosts, but sober Rob is petrified of ghosts. Yeah.
It's petrified. Vegas ghost isn't going to be that.
A Vegas
bad.
Ghost is fine.
It's going to be some guy who OD'd.
He's Fever 5. Fever 5.
Good stories. Yeah, some guy that lost. Jumped out a fucking window before they figured that out.
That whole desert is ghosts.
A lot of ghosts out in the desert.
Those are my confessions. I'm afraid of ghosts, and I'm actually afraid of heights. Those are my two.
And heights.
Heights, yeah.
I don't mind heights if there's a kind of a secure platform, you know, like upper floors or a rooftop or something like that. Doesn't bother me. But a high ladder or scaffolding, if I have to climb over something, that gets me like. Because all I think about is falling.
My grandmother, who was one of my idols growing up, and I would tell her I'm afraid of heights. I've had 1,500 skydives, and she would always be the one to be the voice of reason. I was like, Grandma, I'm afraid of heights. She's like, Robert, I'm not afraid of heights. I'm afraid of widths. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, I'm afraid of really wide places. I'm like, you're out of your mind, Grandma.
Now that's an odd thing to. But that is weird to be afraid of heights, and yet you've been skydiving.
Yeah, I don't like heights. I'm not crazy about it.
Yeah, yeah.
I love going on roller coasters and shit, but skydiving would fucking terrify.
But skydiving
does the free fall bother you?
Skydiving is so high that you don't realize you're
probably don't realize it's not even a fear of heights at that point.
It's like walking to a big movie theater. The hardest part of skydiving is going from the bench to the door.
Oof.
And once you leave, it's game on, and it's on.
Yeah, then
when you land, and I'm a tandem. Master, I've jumped tandems, and I've never had one person not say, let's do it again.
Oh, really? Yeah,
But when you're going from the bench to the door.
Yeah, you don't want to go.
I would feel safer with a tandem. I wouldn't trust myself. I feel like I'd go into shock.
Yeah, well, that's why people do it.
Do a tandem first, and then do it by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, I would do it. I just have never had the opportunity. I love rides.
Because I was afraid of heights, I never admitted. I've never admitted to my teammates that I was afraid of heights, so it's one of those things where you just keep doing it again and again to get better at it.
Yeah.
So I got into, obviously, skydiving. I was an instructor, and then I got into tandem jumping and then bundle jumping. And a bundle is a something the size of a Coke machine. So 5 feet tall, 600 pounds that you connect it to you, and you jump it out of a plane, and you land the thing. It's horrible. And you can find it. If you guys look up bundle jumping on the internet, you'll find it.
You can look under Operation Jumbo.
I had a bundle jump, and the reason you do it is because when you jump in combat, not everyone can carry everything they need. So one or two or three guys carries everything else in this bundle, and we jump it. So I was in the training course to do a bundle jump, and I think you got it right here. Let's see it. There it is. Look at that thing.
Holy fuck!
Oh shit!
Oh, that sucks. There's a bundle.
Yeah, there you go.
And he pulled his dude. Yeah, so there it is.
It looks like you go.
What do you think?
Obviously, it's gravity, but it definitely looked like he moved.
And you landed
faster.
Right?
He's got his.
So everything that the guys can't carry are in the bundle, and you land it yourself. You're the bundle master. So I had a training jump that I was doing, and I jumped one of these things, and it almost killed me. I got a really nasty. Really nasty jump. I was in a complete spin. The bundle, half it didn't inflate. It almost killed me to a point where.
Because if that thing starts going like.
And it was spinning, and I was lucky. I was lucky that I, as
momentum.
Opposed to pulling at 5,500 feet, I pulled at 10,000 feet. And I was looking down and thinking, if I ever want to see my daughters again, I need to cut it away. So I cut this bundle away, split off. I landed, and I got to the ground, and one of my buddies, Phil, came up to me and goes, oh, my God, what just happened up there? You look like you just saw a ghost. And I told him what happened. And then the next day, my first jump was that one. So I got to do it again. So I'm sitting there. I'm getting ready to clip in, and I look at my buddy Tom Ratzlaff, who was one of the guys that died on extortion 17 August 6th. I look at Tom and I said, Tom, I got to say something, man. I'm fucking scared. I'm scared. And he's got this oxygen over his mouth. And I said, are you scared? And he looks at me and goes, what do I care? I am fucking shit-faced.
Oh, no.
He was so scared. He drank Jack Daniels all night. Now we're going to just jump these bundles. And there's no moral to that story. That's just what happened.
Holy fuck.
I think that's a good plan.
Do you have a bigger chute?
Yeah, it's a bigger parachute.
Oh, okay, because I'm thinking there's a lot more weight,
right?
Yeah. So it's normally, I think that's a 400, I got to look it up, 400 something square foot parachute, but you jump everything together. It's the same size that you jump a tandem with, but you jump all the guy's other stuff with, and then you land it.
Yeah, so the drogue chute keeps you kind of
Well, the drogue keeps you at about 120 miles an hour as everyone's falling next to you.
And then when you get a little closer, you...
Yeah.
Well, the big one.
It's a hell of a course, too.
That obviously hits first.
It does hit first, and then you land.
And once it hits first, it weights off of you.
Is it equally as nerve-wracking every time, though? I mean, it's got to be a little bit of nerves.
Well, I mean, it all depends on what you're jumping. You get to a point where whatever you're jumping, you're just fine with it.
I got you. Okay.
And it's just time to leave the aircraft. And
on some of the documentaries, and it was featured in Band of Brothers during that D-Day drop where they had the leg bags.
Yes,
and it was tied to their.
Well, that's what they learned too. That was a scars of war because they're doing what's called a static line jump where everybody hooks up to the plane.
Right.
And I've done both, and what I've learned is I'd rather jump out of a plane and not be hooked up to it,
and then pull at your own leisure.
some of these guys, because you got to get into the human element of everything. When they're flying over Normandy, the pilots are getting shot at with flak, and they want to go faster, and you're only supposed to go a certain speed and a certain altitude, but they're getting shot at, and they're the only ones that don't have parachutes, so they're going to try to do this and fly faster, and so when guys get hit and shot, they're going to jump out, and the guys in Normandy, Jesus.
Because that leg bag,
when they jumped, the chute opened,
and they were going faster than they're supposed to, wham! All that weight on the leg bag just ripped it off, and they found themselves down there with either broken legs or
without everything.
It's a lot of trial and error going no equipment. Into that shit. Yeah,
without everything. Yeah.
So they're going, well, I'm here in the middle of occupied France with absolutely no equipment. That's good.
And I can't walk.
And I can barely walk because my leg was ripped off with this fucking a leg sack thing or whatever it was. Yeah, so but live and learn. Live and learn, I guess.
Pretty much.
I've never heard of that, though. That's
land.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, but no one's ever heard of it before.
Yeah.
I'm looking for a buddy of mine wrote a book. I'm looking for the name of it. I think it's called 4 Hours of Fury. The biggest single airdrop in World War II when they jumped over the Rhine into Germany.
Oh, wow.
I'm just looking for it right now. Kick-ass book.
Watch some of those things and you think, like, God, how many of those guys just got tangled together and
But, I mean, how many guys didn't survive the flight? How many guys got shot in the airplane?
Right, in the airplane.
And watching other planes get shot down.
Yeah. There's a famous film clip of a, what the hell was it? Maybe a B-24, a Liberator. And something hit its wing, and you just see it go... Its wing just breaks off. And it's always struck me as odd watching those because those bombers are just – they look too big to do that. Like you picture a fighter getting hit and wah, spiraling in. But when you see something like that size or a B-17 just kind of endoing falling, you're like
– And what is everyone
so
– what is everyone inside
big.
Doing? What are they doing?
Yeah, and what are they doing? They're probably pinned to the wall with centrifugal force or trying to get out. But that shit – I mean there's so many articles – Even today, I ran through a few with millennials and the problem that they have with oh, here you go. Yeah, look at this.
Everything.
Look at this. Boom, there it is. Like,
and guess what? You're done. You're just done.
You know, for a second, looks like that such... pilot has to go like, oh, I need a little more aileron. Let me give it a little more aileron on that side to bring that wing back up. And then you look and go, oh,
Oh, there is no wing.
Yeah.
That's fucking
You're going nowhere.
Crazy. Yeah.
You're going a loop to loop right here.
You're not getting out of
it's
that.
Coming out, my publisher doesn't even realize I'm plugging it, but it's called 4 Hours of Fury, about the single biggest airdrop in the history of war. They did it after Normandy, and it was the Brits, and it was the United States. They jumped behind enemy lines into Germany. Jeez. And it's like one of those. Some of these guys that jump were they fought at the Battle of the Bulge. They fought on the invasion, and now it's, and they even get in the story where they were fighting for 45 straight days, and they sent them to Paris to relock,
to kind of unwind.
They get wine, and they got friggin'
they got broads,
yeah, and burgers, and then all of a sudden here you go, and
baguettes,
yeah. It's crazy.
And then you're back getting dropped into fucking Germany.
4 Hours of Fury. It's going to come out. I hope I didn't.
That sounds
release
awesome.
Up, but it's,
yeah, it sounds like a great book.
I love that. They sent me a copy of it, and they're like, hey, can you read this and give a blurb for the back of the book? I was like, yeah, I'll skim it and whatever. I was reading it. I was like, this book is incredible. I'll give you the blurb on Monday because I'm not going to stop reading this.
Yeah, thing. Yeah.
And my publisher actually said, well, don't worry. It gets fucking better. I'm like, you educated dude never uses fuck.
I was reading an article on toxic masculinity. And how a lot of present-day psychs and whatnot are saying that kids, boys, young men have to be reprogrammed to not have this masculinity, which is so damaging to them and society and everything. And somebody posted on Twitter like, oh, you mean that type of masculinity it took for people to leave the amphibious craft and leave those landing craft on D-Day and everything. It's like, because that's part of it. Like you obviously know what an asset it is to have, and it doesn't mean like you're a nasty man to people, but there is part of masculinity, a certain type of masculinity that I think is advantageous to have on the battlefield.
The toxic masculinity doesn't make sense to me because I don't even think it means being a man. Mm-hmm. It means the person that needs to go get the job done and do it.
Right.
And I've seen it before with I've never said, you know, I'm not a hero, but I've certainly worked with heroes.
I would say you are.
But when it is time to no shit, do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it. And looking at your friends saying, we're going.
Yeah.
We're going.
Yeah.
One of the best stories that I have, and I was actually telling it today, was with Bill McCraven, who's recently been in the news. Admiral McCraven, who Trump and whatever.
Oh right, yeah, yeah, yeah,
yeah, whatever. And I love Bill McCraven, and he did a thing for us. And again, I hate always bringing up the Bin Laden raid, but it's kind of a big mission. Deal, Bill McCraven, who's as far as I know, is the second best motivational speaker. In the country.
Yeah. Good plug.
Thank you. That's at leadingauthorities.com. Anyway, he pulled us aside right before we left for the mission, and we're talking to the admiral. We've known who he is and who for years, and he said, okay, here's the deal, guys. You're going after Bin Laden, and we're geared up. And he said, okay, you know, I just want to tell you this before you leave. I watched my favorite movie in the world last night. I watched Hoosiers. And one of the most amazing scenes of that was when Coach had the shortest guy on the team get on the shoulders of the tallest guys in the team and put a they're in the big stadium with all the seats, and they put the measuring tape up, and they go, hey, what's the distance from the hoop to the ground? They said, it's 10 feet, Coach. Cool. What is the distance from the back of the hoop to the free throw line? It's 15 feet, Coach. And he looked at the team and said, this is these are the exact measurements of your gym back in Old Hickory. The only thing is it's a bigger audience. So you do what you do, more people are watching. He's like, guys, you know, you do this every night, the world is watching.
Mm.
And so he's giving SEAL Team 6 motivation. I remember looking at McCraven and I said, sir, I doubt you watched Hoosiers last night.
He's like,
but I'm confident
Rocky.
That you were born to give that fucking speech right now.
Ah, shit.
So there's no point to that, what I was just saying.
That's awesome.
Oh, it makes sense, actually, yeah.
Just get him focused. So.
Is there a resignation when you have to, when you're finally going? Like you said, well, it's time to go. We got to go. This is going. You're on that mission. Is there a resignation like, not well, I guess I'm going to die kind of a thing, but do you just kind of have to put something in
fate's hands at that point? Do you accept that?
Do you more think of like survival? Just the
no. It was it was acceptance because we got to figure when we flew over there when my I don't want to get into SEAL Team 6 because I'm pretty sure I'm not allowed to talk about them. So SEAL Team something. There was already a group of guys over there, and they sent another group from the same team over there. So they're going to do something, and there's a broad spectrum of what we're going to do. And I would have been pissed if I was them being over there, but there was reasons I don't want to get into that we were
sent. Oh, right.
And, but they're coming in also.
Like, hey, we're here. Yeah.
So when we were going in on that, and even the guys behind us, we all accepted death, and it was more of a, this is it. I'm not, you know, I already think about my family. This, and as opposed to going out to war, just giving a hug, and we're gonna go, and they're gonna follow us, and we have a lot of guys doing a lot of, like when we opened the door to get into Bin Laden's compound and the helicopter's still flying, I remember saying, "This is some serious Navy SEAL shit we're about to do."
No,
but we had already accepted. This is what we came in to do.
Right.
This is it.
Because I think that's the part that a lot of civilians or people that have never been in a situation like that have a problem understanding, that only people that have been in that situation can understand, is that because there's always this fear. There's because you haven't been there. You don't understand what it's like to be at that door and know that you are going, because there's no turning around I'm not going to go.
Every single one of us, you know? Every single one of us, including the team that flew in behind us, we'd all been there.
Right.
And it was the understanding that I'm not going to give this day up to when I'm 80 to regret every single day.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going, and other people are almost like, I wish I was going too. So it's like, this is what I'm here for. I'm here. I'm doing this.
Yeah. The only thing that would even make anybody for a split second think I'm not going, I'm turning around and running back to my seat or whatever, is fear of death or being injured or something.
I mean, death was even expected. Like, I remember going up the stairs. We were down to two of us. I had the brave dude in front of me, and I had me behind him. And I remember just thinking, this isn't bravery. I'm fucking tired of thinking about it. Like, we're going. Like, I'm tired of thinking about the explosion that's going to happen. I'm going to find out what it's like to die in an explosion. I'm tired of thinking.
Oh, my God.
And then but that wasn't even the hard part, because that I accepted that. The hard part was when we got him, and then we're standing there, and I look at everyone. I'm like, oh, shit, what do we do now? Fuck, now we got to get out.
Yeah, now you got to leave.
Get out.
That's true. Now the mission's done.
And you're, how do we leave?
It's probably, I would think.
Yeah, and your odds of even doing the mission had to be pretty
fucking low. Well,
yeah,
we shouldn't have been right here. He was supposed to blow himself up right now, but now we're here. Fuck, now what?
Now what?
Well, let's get the computers.
Do you reach a point where you allow yourself to think like, hey, we might get out of this?
I did. The point.
Oh, boy.
When did that happen?
But you just killed their leader.
I just killed Bin Laden. I just heard him take his last. Anthony, I've said this before on your show.
Fight.
He's taking his last breath. I moved his child. I moved his wife, whatever. And then I'm standing there. Other Navy SEALs are in the room. And one of my guys came up to me, and he looked at me, put a hand on his shoulder, and he goes, hey, are you good? And I said, No. And I said, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And he smiled, and he goes, now we find the computers. We do this every night.
Yeah.
And I said, shit, you're right. I'm back. Holy shit. And he goes, you just killed Bin Laden, bro. Let's get to work. It's like, God damn.
Yeah, now you obviously went through the mission simulated, so you kind of knew where you had to go after that.
Well, no, now we finished the mission. Now what? Now what the fuck? I mean, we knew we had 34 minutes. Let's collect shit and leave.
Is there that? I guess because you said it simulated. Is there that much intel where you know exactly how it's going to look?
Oh, We knew what the outside looked like. We didn't know what inside looked
like. Right. That's what I was thinking. Okay.
And we don't want them to tell us what they think it looks like inside.
Oh, that gotcha. Could.
Don't tell me what the door looks like when I enter. Let me figure it out. Don't tell me there's six guys, 14 women, this many kids. Let me figure it out. Tell me there's so many people. We'll get there.
Because you're dealing with people that are going to die for their cause, so there's a good chance.
Yeah, you would think, but then they might not.
Yeah.
So when did you take that breath and go, whew, I think we did this, and I think we're going home?
It's when we got in the helicopter that brought us home, because we split them up. They went this way, we went that way. And I was on a helicopter with some other guys from a different squadron from my same SEAL team, and we're flying out. We got 90 minutes to live that way.
Yeah.
How long after you landed, though, did you really accept that you made it? Like, it couldn't have been
I landed as soon as we crossed the border of Pakistan, because the pilot flying the helicopter, he came over the radio and said, all right, gentlemen, for the first time in your lives, you're going to be happy to hear this. Welcome to Afghanistan. We did it. We got him. And so the other helicopter landed. We landed, and it's like, shit, now what do? I spent all of my money in Vegas on those credit cards. I got to pay them off.
And where was his body at this point?
It was in the other helicopter, and they landed him there, and then they did a bunch of tests on him.
Yeah, yeah, all the little tests.
They did. Yeah, and then we handed him off to some Army guys, and they now, but since then, since the last time I talked to you, though, Anthony, is I didn't see him get thrown into the ocean.
Right.
And I forget where I was getting an interview, but somebody said, well, now wait, why wouldn't they just keep him and put him somewhere in the CIA, like in a freezer? And I was like,
a freezer.
So I might be a conspiracy theorist now. I'd keep him.
And you didn't see him.
I never saw it. I saw him in two places. Well, three places, in his bedroom and the two other spots. Yeah. But I didn't see him get thrown over. I would have kept him.
Oh, like, man.
Him, Walt Disney's head.
Yeah. He's just frozen in there.
Yeah, we got Walt Bin Laden. I can't wait. Yeah. Just it'll be a hell of a show.
Right.
Combine the two.
Wow, that is so fucking crazy.
It's nuts, man.
I just, it's a whole thing that you just can't.
And again, too, I
fathom it.
Today saying, too, that I'm not. We're not talking about Bin Laden.
I know. It just always
comes back to Bin Laden.
We'll talk about Machine Gun Kelly and
can't wait.
Kid Rock.
Speaking of machine gunning down someone.
Yeah. So speaking of machine gunning, Machine Gun Kelly, I was talking about Pete Davidson and his problems with social media and depression. And I guess his fans were worried about him a little while back. He was tweeting some things about that almost sounded suicidal. And Post Malone, one of our favorites here, Post Malone. I have my Post Malones every morning. Post Malone.
Trailers.
He sent out a troubling tweet.
Oh.
His name, of course, is Beer Bongs and Bentleys, but it's Post Malone, mark my words. He wrote, if y'all are actually my fans and friends and love me and want me to be mentally stable, can y'all please let me live? I'm trying my best here. That's all I can do. This is social media eating away at people. Mm-hmm. It's done it to Pete and Post Malone and God knows how many other people that don't get any notoriety. I'm sure you have your share of haters. We know that we do. Oh,
certainly.
And you know, over the course of the years, you really don't let them bother you. You put it all in perspective. But there is just this part of it that I think is very hard to logically control.
Yeah.
No one ever had to deal with this shit years ago. It was one or two people that didn't like you that literally had to be in your face and tell you they didn't like you. Now it's just this, it's running rampant. Just anyone has access to tell you you suck, you're ugly, you're this, you're that, whatever the fuck.
Yeah, you're making a rapper do drafts of suicide notes.
Right. And it's affecting people. Like, I don't think there's enough... I don't think people are really putting enough into this and taking it seriously enough that this bullshit on social media is absolutely affecting people's mental health.
Well, absolutely it is. And I don't think that's just because somebody's an artist or, you know, like anything being thrown at you that's shitty is going to get to you to some degree. And that's
how long did it take?
No,
how long did it take before
stop.
You were a piece of shit on
I've been a piece of shit the entire time.
Isn't it hilarious? Like, wow, what a piece of shit.
My advice, too, is, like, stop reading the comments.
That's what I do.
Yeah. No, I read them now because it's funny to me. Yeah. A lot of people just suck. And if you take it personally,
right?
I have yet to meet a hater face to face.
No, they will
they're
never.
They're just there and they're critiquing your tat. Like, try this. Post a picture with yourself with a gun and just touch the trigger.
trigger discipline. Yes, what are you doing? Much.
And it's like I get hit by all these dudes, and some of them are legit dudes. Like, well, not, well, I mean, they teach shooting and they have a range.
Yeah, yeah.
But I'm like, look, the way that we did it at SEAL Team 6 was we had a rule: don't shoot your buddy.
Yeah.
So you can point a gun at your friend with it. Just don't do this much.
Don't do this.
And these fucking people, they get all over you. And I hated it at first, but now I actually enjoy it. I post shit on purpose.
Yeah, you must get a lot of guns.
I get haters. I get people that tell me my ridiculously hot wife is ugly, and yeah. which I can throw in her face in a fight. But dude, you ugly motherfucker.
Yeah. Everyone thinks you're ugly.
Everyone.
Read fucking Twitter.
Read the internet. You're ugly. Stop yelling at me about how the...
Isn't it hilarious?
I just learned to consider the source, though. It's like, whatever you say, it's right. Like, well, yeah, she'd never fuck you. No one knows what you look like.
Yeah.
It's so gross,
yeah.
You have to hide it.
But there's this, I'm not sure, you could talk about it logically like that, and you could think about it in that, I'm not going to let it bother me, I take it from the source, or whatever it is. But there has to be maybe even a subconscious effect of just the constant barrage of shit.
You know who can make another $1 million on this shit is the Kardashians.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, look, they're brilliant. And they've made a...
Gotta give it to them. Yeah.
I know they read the comments, but if they could explain to their fans how to not listen to the comments,
because
they get shit on... Like, even one of the... I don't know their names. One of them was wearing a thing about... Slayer or some shit, and Slayer was on Kill the Kardashians t-shirt on stage. Like, just don't pay attention to that bullshit.
You don't pay attention to it. But again, I think there might be some kind of maybe.
Well, I mean, once you can get thick skin, once you can get thick skin and read, I enjoy it. I think it's fun.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There are some that I could read and just laugh my ass.
I was watching a Navy SEAL show on Discovery the other day. And there was a thing, a guy, I'm not going to mention his name, but a guy that I know that fought in Mogadishu, he worked with me at 6, and it was a two-hour special of the Secret Warrior SEAL Team 6. I'm enjoying it. I'm sitting there with a bottle of champagne. I'm watching myself. And so this dude is telling his story about everything he's ever done. And at the end, they talk about Bin Laden, and he goes, and by the way, great job, Rob, but you should have kept your mouth shut. And I'm like...
Oh,
shit. I just watched you for 2 hours. I'm loving you.
Yeah.
And you shit on me at the end.
And I'm almost done with this delicious bottle of champagne.
You're a specialist because of my fucking story. That's the thing. It's your story.
By the way, your story was awesome. Sorry that I told my story.
Oh, is that great?
Yeah.
Wow.
Dick.
Yes. How surreal. That's got to fuck.
No, but it's not even rude. It's like, what the fuck, dude?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I know you. Sorry you weren't good enough to be on the mission with me.
Dude, I saw the Pete Davidson at the Nuggets game the other day. He was
in front
of me. And yeah, he doesn't look like he's in good spirits. It just seems like
he just looks that way too.
Yeah, he doesn't look well.
Did he look happy? No.
No.
He didn't look happy.
He handled that thing though well with Crenshaw out of Texas.
Oh, yeah.
He handled that very well.
That was really good.
It was a funny joke. Like, why would the fact that everybody
was awesome.
Got mad? Yeah, it was a funny joke.
He said he looks like a bad guy in a porn movie. That's
porn
funny.
Movie.
Yeah.
And I had said it when it first happened. I said his whole goof wasn't on... He's making fun of himself as millennials.
He's like, I mean, war or whatever.
War or whatever. Like, it's how stupid kids his age are that don't understand that. That was the joke.
That was it.
Not a joke about him. Yeah. So,
well, even the same thing with my friend Kid Rock that called Joey Behar a bitch.
Right.
When she saw it, she's like, he called me a bitch. I am a bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
Get over it.
You are a bitch.
You're a bitch.
Yeah, so I guess Post Malone and...
everyone's so goddamn sensitive.
Everyone, yeah, that he's not mentally stable. He's had a few issues this, or the past year. The airplane almost crashing on him. Had to have an emergency landing or some shit.
But you have this separation of reality anyway with that kind of stardom, and then the other thing you look at is somebody calling you an asshole all day. Yeah. If you're not mentally prepared, it's going to eat you alive.
Yeah, the...
But they only have three, like, they pick the three things they'll always say to you. They're not that creative. Mm. So for me, it's just like, you're fat, you're not funny, your wife, fuck, whatever, you know, and it's like, you got your three things.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
And I hear that every day. It's actually from my wife.
Yeah.
You're ugly.
Yeah, that's true. Nobody.
Ugly and your wife won't fuck you. I'm like, honey.
Yeah, nobody has said shit worse to me on Reddit than my wife has said to my face.
I just wonder how much effect it's going to have on, as time goes on, this ability for everybody to just have this
access to shit on people so much.
I hate
because a lot of people don't have it in them to just blow it off and not take it seriously. So, you know, maybe they should just get the fuck off social media.
My advice.
But it's become a thing. Social media has become a thing that, like, it's part of life now, you know, to get your information.
You can't even exist. You have to wake up and see what's happening.
Yeah, you got to see. The first thing I do is pick it up and go, I know at least on Twitter, if I refresh it to the newest tweet, if something big shit is going down, it'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Before the news. So yeah. I got to be there.
I guarantee when I hit this after I leave here, like, Camille's a racist. I'm like.
Yeah. It's always that. That's the one I get all the time.
Someone's always got something.
Which is ludicrous.
Which you've addressed 1,000 times in a book.
But they just have to keep fucking.
I've had that too, because Milo's commented on my statuses now very sexually.
Oh, yeah.
Milo has.
Yeah. Right. Milo.
But it's just, it's funny. Like, we're joking around.
I love Milo.
Oh, dude, he's hilarious. Yeah. We're joking around, so now I have people texting me, like, why are you friends with Milo? What the fuck's wrong with you?
Well, because he gets called a racist homophobe.
Right.
He's a gay guy dating a black guy. I love that.
It makes no sense.
No.
Nothing. Call him a racist homophobe.
Because I'll even have people text you, like, what did you think about that guy? I'm like, I thought he was really funny and entertaining and a good guest. And the guy was like, oh, okay, I love him. I just had to ask first. And I'm like, why don't you just say what you think the way that I just said what I think?
Before needing me to preface the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. A lot of things going on. Did you watch the Golden Globes?
Yeah.
I didn't. I figured if anything big happened, there'd be a clip or something. Yes. But I was reading along on some things on Twitter, and what a just a bore fest it sounded
SJW
like.
SJW grandstanding, and then...
Yeah, a lot of that goes on.
Sandra Oh. You know what doesn't make an O? Her eyes.
Oh, that's... See, now that's...
racist.
Why we get the... Bryan Singer, who's the director on Bohemian Rhapsody.
You may also know him as fucking Children.
Yeah, he's definitely one of these guys that are in a little bit of trouble in Hollywood, but for some reason is not in trouble over it.
Nope.
There are allegations that this guy has had inappropriate contact.
He's in a bit of hot water.
With underage people, and for some reason, he just goes right on working, and I guess one thing they didn't do is have him come up and, you know, grab an award and shake hands with everyone on stage. Bohemian Rhapsody did win for Best Picture, I guess. Best biopic. But he responded on Twitter and just said, hey, thanks. That's great. Until hypocrisies like this are addressed in Hollywood, no one's going to take them seriously.
Well, especially because his is so horrible.
Yeah,
this is real, and the movie's good. I mean, I'll give him that. It's good. Yeah, it's pretty good. Yeah,
I haven't seen it.
I want to see it. I really want to see it.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
But it's
I mean, it's a biopic. It's going to have its typical A, B, and C the way they follow the way to tell the story. But it's good.
But for him to still be working in Hollywood shows that, like, it's all bullshit over there. Like Kevin Spacey,
you gotta fit the narrative.
Thrown to the wolves, but there are certain people. I can't throw him to the wolves.
It's weird though because it's not about money. Because Netflix would have obviously kept him as Frank Underwood if it was about cash.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Then you're keeping him. So right. What is it? Like, what allows one person to stay?
It's power. It's the power that some people have to either make make stars and make big movies for companies. I don't know. I don't know why they don't address it more. And
especially him, though. Like, there's really... Like, you're going at Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, it's pretty much...
This is fucking horrible.
Yeah, there's no real gray area with Singer on that one. I don't know. Who else? I don't care who won or anything. I guess Lady Gaga. Oh, Christian Bale. He was in that movie Vice.
Yeah.
And I guess he won for acting. There's so many different dumb categories. He said, what the fuck was his quote here? Cheney, he wanted to thank Satan. He thanked Satan.
It's always a good one to thank.
Yeah, he got up there and thanked Satan.
Thank you to that geezer over there, Adam. He said, I've got to find somebody who can be absolutely charisma-free.
and reviled by everybody. So he went, that's got to be Bale in it, you know.
Bale.
Thank you. And for all the competition, I will be cornering the market on Charisma Free App. What do you think? Mitch McConnell next? That could be good, couldn't it? Thank you to Satan for giving me inspiration.
Did they try to play this role? Him saying Satan?
There's the feed.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so he wanted
in fairness,
to say Satan.
He did give a lot of them their careers.
Yeah, that is true.
So, you know.
And they've been paying him back.
Ever since.
Yeah.
Where's he from?
Australia, right?
No, he's from somewhere in
is
England.
Is he New Zealand? Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he's an Englander.
I thought he was Australian. He's English.
I think he was trying to be cute.
I think so, too. Like, obviously.
Well, I mean, they made a movie about Dick Cheney. They're making one now that's coming out about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. So it's like, what's the...
I wonder if they're going to treat
I like the movie about Ruth Bader Ginsburg they made in the 80s called Weekend at Bernie's.
That's what it is now. Oh, my God. She's in bad shape.
She's not doing well, yeah.
Her cancer is not in remission. She fell down and broke her ribs, and she's 8,000 years old, so it's not like they could just patch you up.
Yeah, but you got to figure out, Trump's going to get another Supreme Court
judge.
They're not happy about that.
The statement that was made was that, I guess, she's giving herself until January of next year, I think. But... will she even last that long?
That's what it is. I mean, you know, I'm not wishing ill will on anybody.
One of her Supreme Court when they all get together.
Her arguments. Yeah, she went there.
Argument. She's missing that for the first time ever. So, yeah. So, obviously, she's in bad shape. It's very political that she just doesn't step down. But, you know, Trump's going to get another pick. That's
possibly
the bottom line.
He's got possibly two.
Which is, people don't realize how important that is as far as policy goes. And he'll be addressing, Trump will be addressing the nation this evening.
I think it's tonight, yeah.
Yes.
Border
I'm going to be watching the game.
You're going to watch the game?
I'm going to watch the game. I'm going to get the recap on what the first time addressing the country from the Oval Office, I believe.
Yeah. This is one of his big.
But I'm going to be watching Alabama Clemson tonight.
Yeah, that's.
Very excited about that.
You're very excited about Alabama Clemson.
I have a theory on that.
Poor name.
I'm not a college ball guy.
Alabama Clemson, that's a great porn name.
Isn't it?
Starring Lexington Steele and Alabama Clemson.
Just a bolo tie and a big hat.
No, but Trump's going to be addressing everything tonight, too. And it's just, yeah.
Yeah, I
bated breath.
I also read that the major networks have not yet fessed up to say that they're going to cover his speech. Like, now, a presidential speech, we know forever, they cover every channel, puts the president on.
Well, they're going to have the nerves of one of the final Jerry Lewis telethons. Like, we got to have a delay on this shit.
Well, the thing is that the left-wing media, I mean, please, let's be honest, they're biased. It's unapologetic these days. They're not even trying to hide it. And they don't want his point of view about this wall being a security issue. They don't want that put out to their viewers. So they will just not show it. This has been done before. And
it's insane, though.
It's crazy to think.
It's the president. He should be allowed to address the nation.
Yeah. Networks face pressure over broadcasting Trump immigration address. What pressure? It's the president addressing the nation on the reason that the government is shut down right now.
Oh, well.
How do you not air it?
I don't even think it's an immigration thing, too. If he talks about immigration and the wall or the steel slats, they're going to talk about Syria. They're going to talk about Saudi Arabia. They're going to talk about Khashoggi, who was killed by Saudi Arabia in Turkey. They're going to make it something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Clearly, the ABC and the Roseanne thing, and, you know, airing Trump would be very bad for ratings.
Very bad, yeah.
Worked out for them when they took that whole stuff.
So I'm interested in seeing what Trump has to say about this. $5 billion he wants for the wall, and you get the likes of Schumer and Pelosi and whatnot saying that it's not worth it. It doesn't work. It's immoral. They come up with all these reasons that they have why a wall doesn't work.
They live in gated communities.
And they live in gated and walled off communities with security 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The hypocrisy is insane, the level of hypocrisy, but you know, they just go with the same line. They call it Trump's wall, and nobody wants it, they say. No one, America, this isn't America. It's like they voted him in. He's the president, so obviously somebody wants it.
Largely,
this was a big thing. Yeah,
largely on that platform, actually.
He didn't pull this out of his ass after the fucking election.
Yeah, he wasn't like, by the way,
you
got to
figure out what they're looking at is they want to impeach and then they want to eliminate the Electoral College.
Yeah, that's another one.
Which I mean, it's one of those things where it's, the Electoral College is there for a reason.
Yeah. It's obviously there for a reason. Yeah, you could tell why. It's not a mob country, rule like, thing.
So we're gonna get what the people from the major cities want. We're sucking out the teat of government services that so they're going to decide what
and it's a around. It's a well, and then the Electoral College, yeah, that has to be changed, which would be what, three quarters of the House and the Senate, and then 38 of the states would have to vote that they want it gone. So first of all, regardless of all the talk, that's never going to happen.
Not gonna change.
And if it worked out in their favor, it wouldn't be an issue. That's the real problem.
Yeah.
So why? Yeah, you're not going to change.
Well, if you remember before the election, Trump was complaining about the Electoral College.
I do, yeah.
Trump was absolutely sure he was going to win the popular vote, and Hillary was sure she was going to win the Electoral College.
Yes.
It turned, and so Trump started complaining, like, we ought to do away with this Electoral College. And they're like, oh, well, what are you doing? No, it's part of our country, and why we. And then when it happened the other way, Hillary and the DNC and the Democrats and liberals, they were all like, oh, this Electoral College is bullshit.
Yep.
And Trump's like, well, this is why we need it. And so it's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Like, I don't know if they think nothing was videotaped. Like, do politicians and I'm including Trump in this whole thing. Do they think not? We don't either remember anything or nothing's videoed. Nothing could be called up because Schumer talking about immigration in 2009 is classic.
It's there. It's on.
It's right there.
Video.
He's saying we need some.
And he
kind
was
of a
he
barrier.
Was one of the guys too that would always say illegal aliens.
Illegal aliens.
No
place in this country. Mm-hmm. They're breaking the law. Like all that. It's like there was video in 2009. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Pretty sure. So they're not capable anymore of lying to the American people.
But he's woke now.
Now he's woke.
Remember?
I guess.
Woke.
Ugh. God, do I not want to be woke?
Dude, I don't know what it is, but I want to be away from whatever.
Exhausted.
That word just upsets me.
I just found out what fam meant. I don't want to know what woke means.
Fam, yeah.
I had one of my daughters say fam to me. I'm like, what?
You're like, no, please don't.
I'm not fam. Please don't do me.
That.
Anytime someone my age, too, uses millennial language, it's like, you're no longer my friend.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I don't.
You know how many times I got yelled at for wearing my favorite Onyx sweatshirt?
I don't know. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I will take this opportunity to let you know about the fine folks at deepdiscount.com. While our guests and co-hosts go to mingle in the bathroom together. Show them how you shot Bin Laden in the face. Only use... he's going to use his other weapon. Let me use my sidearm for this one. Deep. Yes, nice and deep. Deepdiscount.com. New year! And our great sponsor returns to Compound Media to help our fans save money on all their favorite TV shows, movies, music, and a lot more. Oh, you know what your favorites are. And you know you waste so much time searching and searching to find your favorites, only to be disappointed again and again. It's edited, full of commercials. Here's what you need to do. Buy it. You just buy it at deepdiscount.com. You own it. You always have it. No more wasting time. No commercials, no edits. You own your favorites and watch them whenever the hell you damn well please.
Did you hear about the Lord of the Rings Lego game?
What?
The digital rights ran out, so anyone that owned it, the digital copy, they just don't own the game anymore. And it got deleted from their systems and everything. And
so there's a Lord of the Rings Lego game.
Yep. And it lasted 10 years or 15 years or something.
And you own it.
Yeah.
And then the digital rights ran out, and they just wipe it. So when you go to play it, it's just gone.
Gone.
You can still play it if you own it.
Like if you have the physical copy.
But there were no physical copies.
Oh, there were none?
No.
Oh, E-Rock knows. Oh.
That was the problem. There was no physical copies.
Right.
So no one has the game unless you downloaded it on your console, but then you can't move it.
And you probably can't access it.
No.
From your console.
And this is why people who give you shit all the time, it's like, why are you buying the physical copies? Just download the digital. If you want to keep it in the long run, you got to have a physical copy.
Yes.
That's the same thing with like Verizon. Like you're looking, you're going to buy a movie?
Oh, yeah.
Why are you going to buy a movie? What if I change service? Then I don't own the movie anymore.
You change service, and then you'll see, it'll say, until December 31st,
yeah, they have expiration
2025. And it's like, oh, that's when you don't own it anymore. I'll tell you when you do own it, when you buy from deepdiscount.com. Could you imagine the fine people, Lauren from Deep Discount, going, she comes to your door, give me that disc. Wait, but I bought it. Yeah, no, we're acting like the cable companies now. We're just going to take it from you.
They bust in the door.
Oh, they can't. Deep Discount, freeze. They can't do that, and they won't do that. They're fine people. You own it. Hey, their New Year's sale with extra savings and specials on music, movies, and more going on still right now. Go see for yourself. Click the Deep Discount logo right there on the website and check it out. Hard-to-find titles, classics, new releases, all out this week. Hellfest. What the hell's Hellfest? I haven't seen this one yet. I saw it when I passed it on demand on my cable thing. But that's broken, too. I haven't even used my cable in so long. Hellfest. Ooh, what's the synopsis? What does it say? Nothing? I don't get a synopsis?
It probably says right under our read.
Oh. Ooh, looks like Sim Amusement Park. Well, this looks like hell. I wouldn't go to this amusement park. Whoa.
Matt? Oh my god, you're here? What?
It's Halloween. I got us VIP passes to help us.
Whoa. What is that?
It's a traveling horror night. Has horror mazes in it. You would totally lose it in there.
Yeah. It's gonna be fun, right?
I bet some of these people are gonna die.
Hey, bitch.
Ah, boy.
A couple years ago, some girl got totally gutted.
The killer left her body in the park for 3 days.
With that hair.
They thought she was a freaking prop.
Some people are just evil.
They walk amongst.
Is that hair a real thing? I saw it on a few commercials. I'm like, no. I don't get it. I know I'm no kid.
Look, the more scared you see them, the more they're going to come after you. You have to just play it cool.
Help me. Please help me.
This place would be shut down, I think.
That was insane, right? Ooh. Yeah, it felt real.
Where's OSHA? Shut this place down. I think it's dangerous.
The same guy's been following us the entire night.
He's cute.
You take your job too seriously.
This really isn't funny, dude.
Oh, shit. Why would you put your head in there? Why would you do that? Oh, my God.
I'm scared. Right? I can't arrest people for doing their job. Welcome to Hellfest.
There you go. Who maintains the coasters? Evil people? You know, those fittings have to be greased. Who's doing that? Some satanic imp? I don't know. Watch it yourself. See, you can get it and own it at deepdiscount.com. Get your copy right now at a great price. Click on that logo right there on the website and support our great sponsor. Watch what you want when you want to watch it. Check it out right now, our great sponsor, deepdiscount.com. Garrett, for the first time of the new year.
Thanks, Deep Discount.
And it's just as good as it ever was. Thanks, Deep Discount.
You know, that's funny. I heard you mention evil people in that.
Yeah.
Want to hear a funny story?
Please.
The second most famous person from my hometown is Evil Knievel.
Evil Knievel.
Yeah, Butte, Montana. Evil Knievel. And a funny story about him.
Yes.
So there was another guy from Butte, Montana, my hometown, and his name was Don Shea, and he was a priest, but he was a chaplain in the Army. He ended up being the chief of Army chaplain. So he was a 3-star general, best friends with Evel Knievel. the night that Evel Knievel tried to jump the fountains at
Caesars. Ooh, Caesars. Yeah.
And that famous wreck when he fell over the thing.
Oh, ragdoll.
Broke every bone in his body.
Yeah.
Right? So Don Shea ran out to him as a priest. This is a true story.
Yeah.
He went out to give him his last rites.
Jeez, yeah, he
went to Robert Knievel to give his last rites. And I guess Evel Knievel looked up and he goes, all right, now, my family's definitely coming down after seeing this wreck. So quick, someone, go get that broad out of my room.
You
heard it here first.
That is pure Evel Knievel. God, was he great. They did.
He was not focused that day.
No, no.
Some pussy waiting back at the garage.
Don't they do some kind of a tribute jump to him in Butte? Or they?
You know,
jump like a tractor trailer.
Travis Pastrana just did that jump that he failed on twice this year. He nailed it twice, and he's the man. Travis, same bike too.
Oh right, yeah, yeah. I did see that.
Yeah, Nitro Circus.
That was awesome.
Pastrana's a man. I love
that. Yeah.
Once and. He's handsome in person, I got to be honest.
Is he a handsome young fella?
Yeah, yeah.
Kevin Spacey material?
You know, hey.
Maybe.
Well, you know, we
I think they tried, I think in Butte, they jumped a tractor trailer over this giant dirt ramp.
Yeah, we used to do that Evel Knievel days, but they haven't, I want to start it back up. They stopped doing it in Butte.
That is like such a Butte, Montana thing.
It is. It is. Yeah, yeah.
And Evel could only have been.
Evel could do it, and his son, Robbie Knievel, and you know, they're all great people. I wanted to get it back involved, but for some reason, the local newspaper in Butte, Montana hates me. So they don't like
what
me.
The fuck?
I used to work at Fox News, so they're
well, look out.
They don't even follow me on Twitter. Montana Standard doesn't even follow me on Twitter.
What's wrong with people?
I know.
It's
horrifying. I said I don't mind hate on social media, but I hate it.
I hate that my hometown fucking paper. Oh, this
everybody watching Montana Standard, check it out. There it is.
Look at that.
Looks like you're playing Twisted Metal.
Yeah, look at him.
Holy shit.
And that's our only bank he almost ran
into. Just parallel parts. Holy.
There's a lot of
pulls that bitch in like his nana.
That is fan-fucking-tastic right
Holy
there.
Holy fuck.
Look, everyone just having a great time.
Yeah, and a little-known fact about Butte, Montana, I got to put this out there. We have the longest-running brothel in the history of the United States called the Dumas Brothel.
Probably really? From the old West days.
And
right?
I actually tried to buy it with my friend Tim Montana, who's from Montana. I have a picture of the only the only ghost ever taken on camera. It's a very haunt. Yeah.
You're not afraid of it?
Oh, hang on. I got to look. I hate to do it in the middle of a show, but yeah.
Is it the whorehouse?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
We call Butte, Montana Mile High, Mile Deep, and there's mine shafts everywhere. And the Dumas Brothel, there are things that come in there where the miners can come up and lunchtime and then go back in.
Oh,
I think it's good
shit.
For
so I got a buddy of mine who's a high school teacher of history, and he went in there with a phone by himself. I got to find the picture of this
holy mackerel.
And he always tells the students to be very, very open-minded.
Is that it right there? 1890.
There it is.
It's still open?
No. But I was trying to buy it. But they didn't sell it to me. But I got to find a picture of this ghost. Hang on.
Oh, I didn't know if it was legal. In like,
you could definitely picture that.
No. It's no longer legal to fuck a ghost. We cannot do that.
As some
I've always wanted
one,
to.
One horse town, dirt road, kind of a Montana place.
So my
I'm scared.
Make her come.
So I had a buddy that went in there and by himself.
It's almost like the name of the town.
He got a
butt.
Picture of himself with a ghost. I'm gonna show it to you. I'm not kidding.
I want to see it.
Bear with me, guys. Talk about something fucking interesting.
That's all right. Well, why would we change the show now?
Yeah, we have been skating along just fine.
Well, I think. I don't know. I don't like pictures of ghosts. They kind of frighten me.
This is a picture.
Orbs. You ever get those orbs?
No. I don't like an orb. This is a picture of a guy that went into the house with a selfie stick. And he took this picture, and it's a goddamn ghost.
Japanese, then?
He should have been beaten with this selfie.
I see we did that.
Oh, my God. That's so scary. I saw a ghost, I swear.
Whoa.
I'm going to find it.
I mean,
hang on,
I'd rather fuck her than many people.
I'm going to find this. Hang on a second, guys.
Oh, God. Yeah,
you're making this very difficult, guys.
Hold on. Let's put it back up.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Talk about something
squeeze
interesting.
Squeeze her ass.
Coming up.
This one.
I had a weird white noise experience once.
Where is she?
Where did you go? What are we going to do this? What, my email?
I'm going to send this to you people. Yeah, there it is. Boom.
Grab her ass.
Check it out. So my buddy went in there. That fucking... He went in a selfie stick. Look at that thing.
Can I see that?
Get the fuck out of here.
Send it to him. That's scary. That's a dead hooker.
Dude.
Yeah, she's boy. Mean.
At least
he's by himself.
Wow, her eyes look... Wow, that... Because that's like not even...
Holy
fuzzy.
Fuck.
Send that to him. We got to put it on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's scary as shit. Will you...
Well, we got to find someone more talented than we are.
Yeah, you'd have to.
I've seen many dead hookers. Just
I can see people from the. Yeah, they're running in. Smart people.
There you go.
Thank you, John.
There it is.
Yeah.
Wow, send that to yourself.
Creepy. Imagine they get it and they post it and it's not there. Oh, that would be fucking pretty scary right there. That's what I would think.
Did he see that after? Or was he looking?
So my buddy here, he's a history teacher at Butte High School, and this brothel is right across the street. And he tells the students, you got to be more open minded about whatever in history, blah, blah, blah. So what he does is he gets whiskey and he goes to these places and he drinks and has a selfie stick. And then he did that. And
isn't even like a hazy thing.
No, this is a
could
this
be
is
a person.
This is a mean
That's
person.
A person whose eyes are fucking like.
She hates him, and her nose is bitten off.
Well, she hates him.
Seriously. Yeah.
That is weird that her nose is bitten off.
No
that's
shit.
Really,
yeah, because every time I've had my nose bitten off, I was pissed.
Yeah.
That, yeah, if you're biting someone's nose off.
I'm ready to see this come up. We got to do this.
ShamWow guy. ShamWow guy does like to bite a girl, doesn't
he?
He
likes to bite a hooker's nose off, as far as I know.
ShamWow guy, yes.
Were you, so Butte? I guess growing up in Butte, it was some small town fucking.
Yeah.
You were raised in a pretty small town.
Yeah, Butte is awesome. Yeah, we were raised hunting and fishing. And
right.
When I go back home, and my mom is still a high school math teacher.
Oh, wow.
And cool. And I go back there and I talk to the kids and explain to them, like, look, over that mountain, there's a whole world out there.
There's a whole world.
Because I learned how
people to shoot and kill out there.
Yeah, there's so many people that we can kill. I don't know why we're not doing it. but by explaining, like it's not just being here. Like, I don't want to be the guy that sits at Maloney's pub and talks about I had 130 yards rushing and this fucking.
Yeah, ooh, that is always the sad thing.
Yeah. So we, so I get up there.
Been looking for ghost hookers, though. Seems like.
I didn't know about ghost hookers.
That's pretty good.
So I started killing people. I didn't know there was
ghost hookers, right?
But no, we had a cool thing. I was up in Butte, Montana, and I'm talking to the high school, and my high school is small, and one of these young kids came up to me and said, "Hey, man, I want to be a Navy SEAL. What should I do to prepare?" I'm like, "Well, okay, let me answer your question with a question. What are you doing to prepare?" Mm. And he said, "I'm taking cold showers every day to get used to it." I was like, "Okay, fine. do me a favor, stop doing that right now." And he said, "Why?" I'm like, "Look, if I told you in 30 days, I'm going to kick you in the nuts as hard as I can."
Yeah.
"And in order to get ready for it, you had your best friend kick you in the nuts as hard as they can. Guess what? It's going to suck when I do it."
Yeah.
Right. Stop doing it.
Yeah.
Suck it up. Take warm showers. Take your kick in the nuts.
Yeah.
Get on with life, bro.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
That's a true story in life.
Yeah.
Get over it. Get over it.
So like,
get over it and
like,
get
I don't
on
know,
with
I
it.
Watch Navy SEALs and then I just have to take a cold shower.
Oh, there.
It's just,
there it is. There it is.
That is creepy as fuck.
That's now, a fucking ghost.
And her nose.
Tell me I'm wrong.
Her nose is missing.
Wow.
Tell me I'm wrong. The guy's by himself.
And she's got the thickness of an Old West.
Oh, yeah. Ghost. And her eyes are all like bugged out and everything.
Am I wrong?
Was he. Now, did he see that or did
he see
it later?
He was by himself with
the
selfie stick.
Okay.
He's doing this.
But did it appear in the camera later?
It appeared later, yeah.
Oh,
that's crazy.
Fucking, yeah, because a lot of the orbs.
Do his brothel. Who wants to go up there with me?
I do. Honest to God.
That place is dope.
We should honestly do a ghost hunter show with us three.
I'm in.
I swear.
I'm in. I'll be there.
I did a ghost hunter show once.
Anthony, what do you think? Should we go?
I would go.
I'm in.
Fucking heartbeat.
Let's do ghost hunting. I'll
I would go.
I would go on a fight.
Since I bought my new house, I'm afraid of ghosts, but I'll still.
I'd be petrified, but.
Do it.
Dude, we could.
Well, no, it was funny because I was talking to my brother, who's a DJ up in Montana, and I told him I want to buy this thing and I want to turn it into a bed and breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
So let's get people in here and we'll turn it into like this kick ass little saloon. We're doing the stuff, whatever. And Tommy goes, "Well, shit, should we bring someone in to do like a seance. Like, we should get them. I'm like,
oh, right.
Let's bring the spirits in. And it's like, if you can stay from Friday to Sunday, you get a free Ouija board, something.
Wow, that would scare. Awesome. That would be a thing people would want to do. And
I'm in.
That is some creepy.
You keep
shit.
Asking the ghost what they want, and it's like, I guess, 2 bits all for right, a hand job.
Want me to?
I went
people,
to.
Doing? I'm in.
I'm in. I swear to God, I'll do it.
I went to a hotel in Colorado, and it was.
He's in the subject. Scared of the ghost?
I am. Yeah. No, because it was. Very
I did one
similar.
Once, and I'm down.
It was. First of all, it just reminded me of the Overlook Hotel. It was a very big Colorado kind of thing. And done very old school. There was no TV in the fucking room. The walls had paintings on them and shit. And I'm like, how the fuck am I supposed to stay in here? I will stay up all night just staring at these paintings, waiting to see something horrific come out of it.
Yeah.
Where does the pain come?
Yeah. The hallways were very just long, went on forever, and old wallpaper and wall sconces and shit. It was some creepy ass stuff.
It is.
And they had like at the front desk, you could get their little memo on the ghosts that have been seen in the place and everything. I was like, why the fuck didn't we go to a Holiday Inn?
Dude,
they're never haunted.
I did one that was a famous house in Michigan with comics, because that was the pilot of the show, as comics would go into ghost houses. It was a pilot show, so we went in, and everybody's downstairs looking for ghosts, and I went upstairs. Now, there's no cameras or anything on me, but I see a flash, and it looks like a half man, half eagle thing, and I was like, that's weird, and I sit down, and the woman who owns the house walks through, and the radio just goes and says her name.
No, geez.
I swear on my life, and I'm like,
it doesn't matter what you hear. That's what she said.
That's what she said. Right.
And to tell it fast, like, she sums it up. She goes, "Okay, who is this?" And then finally, it hit. It was like using a commercial to talk to her, and it just says, "Dad." And then it did it again.
That's enough.
And then she goes, "Tell me one thing, then, if it's really you, that only you and I would know." And then it cuts to a Big Boy commercial. She fucking cries her eyes out. Her husband's coming in and holding her. I feel just hairs on my neck stand up. I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah. Mind you, there's no cameras on me. There's nobody in the room watching this.
Yeah.
Everybody's downstairs. And the husband's like, what's wrong? What happened? And I go, it said Big Boy. She started bawling her eyes out. And he goes, oh, her and her dad would only go to Big Boy together every Friday, because she was kind of like a nerd in middle school, so that was their thing. And yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
Creepy.
Then I see a picture of her dad, right? Looks just like the guy at the flash I saw, and he had a fucking eagle tattooed on
his
arm, swear to God. And then and it said, what do you want me? She goes, what do you want to tell me? And the thing said, I love you. And I went home to my wife, and she's like, what are you – she's like, were you terrified? I was like, no. Like, it said, I love you. Like, I wish that would happen.
I don't care what a ghost says.
Nobody
scary.
Was
dude, I love you. You could give me the Mega Millions numbers.
Honestly,
I'd still be petrified.
Yeah, so Anthony, here's the
thing. I swear to God, though.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I
and
swear
Dave,
to God.
Here's the thing.
Yeah.
People have asked me that shit about the houses that I own. They're like, so, you killed Bin Laden. Does this freak you out? And I'm like – yes! Freaks me the fuck out! Stop talking about it! God damn it! Don't look! God damn shit!
Yes, it freaks me out!
I don't.
I woke up today in a dark hotel, and I left the TV on, and it was the movie Annabelle, which is.
Never even,
which oh, man.
But it wasn't,
I left The Nun on the other night. The
what are you nuts?
I wake up in the part where the little girl puts the powder on the floor and just sees the footprints.
Ah.
And I'm alone in the room, and I'm like, God damn it.
It's the remote!
No, it was crazy.
I love Lucy.
No, the other night I was with my wife and her hot friends, and they left the powder on the floor. Way different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's different. Yeah.
Sorry, just
I left
way
powder
too
on the floor and when Artie was here, and it was just straw marks.
I was watching Dirty Work.
Yeah, I was watching Dirty Work. It was powder on the floor, and then it was gone.
It was a horrifying movie, and I was starting. Yeah. I started talking too fast.
And that ghost with the nose was.
Yeah.
Ghost with the nose.
With the nose. Oh man, that's some creepy shit.
Look, it's real though, I'm telling you.
But how about the picture? How about the picture of the fucking ghost?
That's fucked up.
That's real.
Like, that isn't even vague.
Yeah.
More fucked up. Somebody.
I tell you what, they should put that picture of the ghost on there and tag Montana Standard.
They should.
Yeah, well, as long as it's not your.
No, they hate me.
Oh, they hate you, yeah. Like, it looks scary.
That's real.
The eyes and everything are all bugged out.
She's a reporter for the Montana Standard.
She looks all fucking.
Dude, the nose.
Get some.
Yeah, that was a hooker back then. Yeah.
She's a hooker.
That's why you're doing shots at the saloon and
honky tonk Annie's playing. What'll you have? Whiskey.
Yeah. Ding, ding. More whiskey.
Ding 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 ding.
Now give me one of your gals you have upstairs. I can smell their pussies from two floors down.
I'll take the one with his nose bitten off. Is there...
I want the fat one who's bleeding.
Yeah.
I'm low on funds this month, so I need one with her nose bit.
Yeah. Give me the gross one. I've only got a quarter.
Pass me the nose one, please, sir.
Can I fuck one's face? Yes, we have one with two holes in the face.
There's... What the hell was this one? Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I guess there's a year-end kind of a teachers, inappropriate teachers of 2018.
Wow.
So all the teachers that kind of pull shenanigans with their students, and they shouldn't have, obviously, and what they look like. These are some of the hottest ones.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah.
Hold.
These six scandal teachers starting lineup of 2018. And
hold on, so these are bad teachers.
Yeah, well, or it all depends on what you
depends on what side you're
how
on.
You say, you know, what
I consider them the best teachers.
Yeah.
That's so here you go. I mean, you can't put this girl, how old is she? You can't put her in a classroom with a bunch of guys that are just coming of age.
Well, they're what, 4 years younger than her anyway?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. See, there's a problem.
So what'd she do?
I guess she had sex with her minor. Students. Mm. Any detail on these girls? Is there a scroll down? What does it say underneath those pictures?
It just says she bought the guy, the boy's beer, and the mom got suspicious and went to the police.
She was flirty. With the kids somewhere around 15 times she had sex with them.
15 times? Jesus.
Oh, boy. all right. Well, good for her.
Well, in fairness, the first 14, he just came in his pants.
Yeah. All right, here's a Brittany. Brittany,
No, I saw a thing on the internet the other day that said every minute and a half a child is raped, and I was like, that poor kid.
Poor bastard. I like how it says she might not have the exceptional God-given talent of some of this lineup, but no one could question her heart or drive on her production. Let's see what she did. She ended up riding to Bone Town with two kids multiple times.
Riding.
How do we know this? From her Google searches, which include variations of can teachers get in trouble for sleeping with former students? And text she sent to one of them saying after he graduated, they could make beautiful babies.
Are there editors anymore when you write riding to Bone Town?
Bone Town.
To Bone? Hey, that's how I got booked on this gig tonight.
Isn't that, that's just outside Butte. Bone Town was over those hills.
She was riding to Bone Town.
She sent her teacher friend the pretty unambiguous quote, I can't control myself. I fucked him and it was good. Followed by, I'm serious as a heart attack. So am I when it comes to putting her in the high order spot. All right, this is Lauren Ellen. We remember her from Ireland. Wow. She's a pretty gal.
She is.
Yeah, there she is, taking some pictures in the bathroom. When you get to the heart of the order, sometimes you have to throw out the numbers and just go by the pure talent. Plus, trust your gut. The details are scarce on Lauren. When it comes to what she did or how many times she did it, just that she was arrested by Irish authorities at the airport and ordered to turn in her passport and phone. Hell, I didn't even know her name, owning to a bizarre Irish law that forbids mentioning the accused in cases like this. Oh, you can't even mention the accused in Ireland? Let's see. All right. Oh, and this was her video?
I remember her, yeah.
Let's remember her video.
Yeah.
Maybe we better watch the video to make sure.
Oh my God! Mm-hmm. So this is her, a teacher, and I. Oh my God!
It's just fantastic. She's can't argue with talent. She's oiling herself.
Is it bad that I'm not at all mad at her?
Oh, oh my god! I think this is a science experiment on surface tension. There's oil, which is very viscous fluid. Oh my Jesus Christ!
It's geography. She's showing you a cave.
You know that she's not Irish. You saw her teeth. Like, let's be honest. Come on.
She just lives in Ireland.
Oh. Well, she's from Ireland, so God bless.
Wow.
This is actually the video that got her hired at the school.
And Fish Girl. We remember her. Fish,
yeah, hook, line,
remember,
and stuff. I want to go back to the other girl.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, Fish, unless she jams that fish in her, I don't want to see that.
Yeah, how'd she catch it?
Yeah. You know, this is a nice segue into why I think Alabama's going to win tonight.
Stephanie Peterson. I'm not going to make a liar of any. Here she is. But really, she's a no-brainer. The total package. She began by sending nudes to her eighth-grade student, picking her up for late-night car sex, bedroom sex, blow jibbers in the barn.
Blow jibber.
In any doubt.
I'm not following you. What is a blow jibber?
I don't know what a blow jibber is, but I could guess. She's a future Hall of Famer, SST. She confessed in court with her husband by her side. Oh, her greatness is part of what makes Florida SST state. Oh, then we got, of course, this one. Look at the mouth on her.
Yeah, how do you pass on that? She could fit two teenage dicks in there.
Right? Oh, and a mugshot. Trying to be a little more demure.
I shouldn't be rude, but I'm pretty sure I know what can suck taffy through a zipper means.
Let's see.
How do you put that in front of teen boys?
27-year-old, professional educated.
No, it's
sending nudes to students 3 years younger than.
Yeah. Excuse me, Mr. Quarterback.
Stop. Every class they get up, they just got a trapper keeper on their lap as they shuffle towards the door.
Intercourse and blowies in a car. Blowies. Another classroom. Witnessed by another student, followed by the text, including but not limited to, I know, baby, I want you every day with no time limit. And the now classic, if I could quit my job and fuck you all day long, I would. And at her arraignment, she told the judge, I just want to get home to my husband.
Sounds like it.
She's the Lou Gehrig? What does it say? She's the Lou Gehrig to some other teachers, Babe Ruth. There's no shame in that. Oh, wow, there you go.
Who's this one?
She would be Amanda Ekblad from Wisconsin. There you go. Jesus.
It's bad that I would just let her stay.
She's got those, her flotation devices.
Like, you know, everybody makes mistakes.
Hey, you know what? Might be, baby.
Yeah.
Might be.
I should have
been more loving.
I guess it was me. I apologize.
She made a sex tape.
Can you go
tape.
Swim in the pool for me?
She made a sex tape with a 17-year-old student who for some reason was was living with her. Man. Based on her A-plus selfie game, that was probably the Citizen Kane of homemade phone porn. Coming in at number 7.
We're only at 7?
Crystal. Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be 400 of these.
That's Crystal. She's a pretty gal.
Obviously a tennis player.
Yes.
What did she do? Did I have the best champagne room stripper name? Yeah, Crystal. Hailing from John Daly's hometown of Dardanelle, Crystal Vega is the wife of the head coach of the Fighting Sand Lizards football team. And according to the Sand Lizards star running back, was providing the head.
They just changed that name to Lizards, by the way.
Yeah. She was spotted on a surveillance video in her black Camaro in the park at the same time and place. The kids said she was coaching him up about how to hit the hole.
Well,
assuming it's true, there was not a high school coach in the Deep South worth a damn who wouldn't gladly get his wife involved in this way if it meant motivating the players to win a state title. Co-eds don't suck losers' cocks.
I have that tattooed on my back.
Yeah.
That's great. Here's a Ramsey from West Virginia.
All right. Well, it's a little weird. I guess she's a beauty queen.
Apparently.
From somewhere. Miss Kentucky pageant. 4 years later, make grading the newest sex scandal teacher. Not to blah, blah, blah. What did she do? She sent boob shots to one of our middle school students. All right.
Oh, Jesus, that's a bit young.
All right, who's next? Dory. All right.
Dory's
whiskey right. makes me frisky. She's wearing a whiskey makes me frisky
Dory
shirt.
Seems fun.
In a champagne Dory all seems day fun. Shirt.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that champagne makes me suck cock.
A middle school social studies teacher and wife of New York law enforcement officer is charged with oral sexual conduct
and
anal sexual conduct with another person who was less than 15 years old.
You know, I think she just has a drinking problem.
And if there seems to be a huge gap in between those two extremes to you, we were in agreement.
Yeah.
Use the oldest baseball sex metaphor in the world. She and her students went from second base straight to home, right seems, over the pitcher's mound.
If it seems there's a big gap, you're in the wrong religion.
Yeah. I was going to say the term huge gap in that article.
Yeah.
After right. the anal sex, there was a huge gap.
Taylor is a cute girl from he Connecticut.
How old could she possibly
What's her be? Angle? Jesus. All right. Well, they like pictures of her.
Good for her.
Her angle, she's the lone New Englander in the club and has earned it thanks to the at least five times the social sciences teacher and track coach boned one of her students. The fact she did it is not a dispute by her, disputed the student or the parents, who had no problem with the relationship since her son was 18 at the time and Taylor was all of 21. No word on what mom and dad thought of the salacious texts and raunchy images she was charged with sending them. Even a spokesman from a town admitted they were in love, but the law is the law, I guess. Ah, well, that's not bad. She has crazy eyes.
Yeah,
she looks like a bit of
that is crazy.
A lunatic.
Yeah, she doesn't look fun.
Yeah.
Semi-cross-eyed, you're crazy.
You got, a little wonky-eyed lunacy going on there. Having sex on a boat ramp.
Yeah.
19-year-old student that made her all of 4 years older than the kid. All right, see,
that's not a crime.
They can't put women like this in front of these 18-year-old kids. Just ain't gonna work.
He's 19.
What's
they're
the gonna
crime.
I guess if they're in a position of power,
yeah.
Sometimes a teacher or a counselor or things, there's the laws against that.
Well,
Natalia
deserves a break.
Really good.
I think she got
juicy. Okay, she shoehorned into the batting order. Private tutor. Hired to teach the son of her millionaire friend who is married to an oil tycoon and wanted the boy homeschooled by some of the best educators in the city. If by the best, they meant the kind who would be caught performing a sex act by mom walking in on them. They got their rubles worth. This site's a hoot. Number two is Judith, where we're coming down to the wire here. Judith from the UK. All right. She looks kind of straightforward. Unique circumstance. She was the deputy head teacher at a school in Lancashire.
Deputy head teacher.
Doesn't even make sense.
Who got caught in the act of getting plowed on her desk by another teacher.
I think that it was the deputy head teacher. She has a badge and then she's like, I need to suck your cock.
Nice. Yep. There it is. And the closer. Here she is.
Bruno.
Oh,
Sir.
Wow.
Nope, not saying a word.
Oh, jeepers.
She looks mean.
Oh, my God. Let's see. All right.
I like she's got just enough of a garbage face.
Yeah. She is a little...
just enough trash.
Wow.
She kind of
really
a teacher,
does
she?
Have.
Yeah, what does she teach?
Oh, my God.
Not saying a word.
How do you put this? Look, that's backstage at a strip club.
Yeah.
You want power at the back of the bullpen? I give you a fitness model, a former Miss EIU, who had the decency to keep her Instagram up long after she became SST famous, and the indecency to get her arrested and charged with taking home a student from high school where she was doing an unpaid internship and banging him at her house. The accounts are down now, but she did provide a great blog fodder. And this is the bench, I guess. Stephanie from Jersey.
Wow.
What did Stephanie do?
She That's got the only time those glasses eyes. Were clean.
I have a feeling there's more to follow.
Fairly recent addition. The fact that the daughter of the mayor of Lodi, New Jersey, can't even crack the starting lineup is a testament of nothing except how good the starting lineup is. The 32-year-old is accused of sending nude photos and sex video to one of her middle schoolers, as well as having extremely vague sexual contact. But with her Ariel Winters looks and status as a politician's daughter, you'd think that would be enough. Not this year, fortunately.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't really care about Amy.
Life.
That's some abuse.
Give her life.
Linda, yeah, from Michigan. Well, there you go.
She's, hold up. Well, she's making an argument.
In fairness.
she's making an argument.
It is a Michigan 9.
Unlike the others here, Linda did not, in fact, throw her career away for a few seconds of unsatisfying sex with a pimply-faced high school kid or by letting some fellow teacher stir her insides on her desk.
Stir her insides.
She walked away and let her husband do the banging on the internet. She got enough of educating America's youth how to read and instead dedicated her life to pursuing the noble work of showing America's adults and the children of those who don't know how parental control works what all the parts of her body look like with a penis in them.
Jesus.
I guess she sent some photos around, but from Chatterbait. All right. Oh, Jesus.
My goodness.
Hold up.
Dawn.
Science teacher, probably.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I would.
Well, yeah.
I'm just saying.
Smash or pass. I mean,
right.
I'm gonna smash.
I'm going to smash.
Toughest omission. Kayla Alina Sprinkles. All right. Oh, that's, yeah, if you're the husband, you definitely want your face pixelated out of these shots.
I have a feeling that picture's not hanging in his house anymore.
The name of a 70s porn star, amazing looks, and not much else. Just an indictment for 5 counts of some sort of undisclosed sex act with a student or other. I spent hours of my precious time to recount. Oh, okay. But I just can't give up potential like hers. Yeah. I'm saving a roster spot for Miss Sprinkles. All right. Yeah, she's pretty cute. Okay. There it is.
Wow.
Have a great 2019.
I'm your teacher, Mrs. Sprinkles.
Mrs. Sprinkle. Teachers, man. You just, like, I've said it every time we do these stories. I never had a teacher like that.
No.
No, absolutely not.
That would have been worth my time of day.
They all had those, like, FUPAs. They look like somebody.
Just big, yeah.
Yeah, their vagina looks like you hit a Humpty Dumpty with an
all ass. Very, just wearing, like, a house coat.
Yeah, and always, kind of like, the Christmas sweater all year round.
Yeah, yeah. And they were old.
Yeah, they were never.
They were just old ladies.
They were the types of people that could teach me how to type.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cool. Like I know where the
keys are.
Yeah, but I just
great. I could look.
And if they leaned up and got too close to you, you were like, ugh.
Yeah, yeah. It wasn't sexy.
No.
Yeah. Well, good for them.
Yeah. Makes me wish
salute,
I had a
salute, ladies.
I don't have a son that.
I have a son. I hope he. I wouldn't mind.
Yeah.
I mean, I prefer he not have sex with the teachers if it came down to it.
You just don't know. It might screw a kid up. It might not.
Oh, your son having sex with a teacher type.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not.
I'm on board with that.
I'm not going to say that he'd be grounded.
Yeah, yeah. And I guess.
I'm not going to say we're going to press charges.
I'm not going to court over the thing.
Yeah, yeah.
And I guess I don't feel like getting sued or anything, so don't put any of the pics up. But what happened? Where did those Jill Nicolini pictures come from?
I don't know. I think Eric knows more about that.
Yeah? Eric's shaking his head. I don't know nothing. One of my exes from a few years back, Jill Nicolini, the she was the traffic girl from WPIX here in New York. E-Rock just sent me a bunch of pictures that were like, oh, my God.
Well, according to your book, that ended splendidly.
Oof, that was a bad one.
She got to buy new clothes.
That was a bad breakup. That Canadian girl in the closet will always get you.
It's so funny.
Never put a Canadian girl in your closet. while you're waiting for your girlfriend to leave.
Well, I love that the one side she opens, and you're like, of all the luck, she's not going to open the other door.
I got so lucky. She opened. I have my hallway from my bedroom goes to the bathroom, and on either side are two walk-in closets.
Yes.
And the Canadian girl was in one of them. And the girlfriend initially opened up the other one.
We're looking at 50-50 now.
Looked in and shut the door and then came back to the room. I was like, holy fuck, she didn't check the other closet.
It's the scariest game show you've ever been on.
Yeah. I thought I was totally in the clear. Yeah. And then I saw her at one point turn and start going toward the door. I'm like, here it is. I hope Canada's got a fucking a little sense to hide behind the clothes or anything. She's just literally sitting in the middle of the floor getting dressed on.
Yeah.
Hi.
I hope, too, Canada might, would be getting changed the whole time.
The whole time.
Yeah.
Just something. She's not just sitting there.
Just do something.
Do something,
let's actively
Canada.
Actively participate in saving ourselves.
What are you
let's
doing?
Do, let's do this.
Not just sitting there.
Oh, Canada.
Indian style with her tits out. Oh,
that
hi.
That was it, pretty much.
I live in the closet here.
What are you going to do? So where do those pics come from? Like, are there any backstory? I guess... Because in one of them, I saw there was a dude in the mirror. He was, like, naked, taking pictures of her, and she's naked.
That's
there's,
the
like,
I
a
saw.
Cream pie pussy shot.
Oh, really?
You're like, yeah, you know, very close up. And then there's, like, a lot of just bad tit job shots.
She always wanted a baby, right?
She did.
Yeah. How much of it is
not to let it leak out? Like...
I was just gonna say, you got to see how much is dripping to know.
That's what got me running away to the Canadian girl. Was she's like, I want to have a baby before I'm 30. Goodbye.
Did you see the? Did you listen to the Spanish version of the Bears game?
Oh.
When the guy missed the field goal yesterday?
Yes.
That reminded me of that. No, senor! No, senor! No, senor!
We got that. We got the Spanish version. It's so good. We've all seen the clip. Just a heartbreaking.
Oh, and it got tipped.
I guess they're saying it did get tipped.
It got tipped, but,
I don't know. This is
in Parkey's defense.
Cody Parkey. 43 yardas. It's left. Le mete el pie. Distancia, dirección. Le dio el poste. No, falló. No, señor.
This is
no,
every
señor.
Dude.
No, señor.
Every dude.
No, señor.
After a goddamn test.
No, señor. No, señor.
Oh, my God.
No, señor.
This is every episode of Jerry Springer right here.
No, señor.
I mean, like he placed a bet with the cartel.
His family is at knife point.
Yeah.
With fucking El Padrone.
He just,
that's the yelling from the other side of the wall when Trump is putting it up.
He's just,
no, senor! No, senor!
Just watching guys with ski masks walking towards his house and a doorbell came.
That was what they call a heartbreaker.
That is
what was it? 14?
16-15.
Yeah.
What was it?
16-15.
16-15.
Oh yeah,
they're just going for the fucking field goal.
The win,
the win.
You know that joke too. What's the difference between Marty McFly and a Chicago's Bear fan is? Okay. Eventually, Marty McFly stops going back to 1985.
Great. There was so many pictures.
Oh, senior.
They had what's his name?
Probably that goddamn Dan Marino's fault.
What was the kicker's name?
Laces out.
Cody Parkey.
Yeah, Cody
Parkey. Yeah,
Cody Parkey. They were like,
and
Cody
I guess
leaving the stadium, and it was a car that hit a pole.
Yeah. Well, there was. I guess Robbie Gould, their old kicker, was in this stadium.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's watching. Well, no, they had another one with that kid from The Simpsons sitting on a bus and said, I'm in danger.
Ralph? Yeah. Did you see the guy losing his fucking mind leaving? Wasn't that the same game?
Was it?
I thought it was. Maybe I'm wrong.
Yeah. Who was the Buffalo guy? Because that happened to Buffalo.
Scott Norwood.
Yeah.
That was Super Bowl. That was
That's geez, fucking
that
nuts.
That was 1990.
Giants.
Three, I think.
Giants, really? Buffalo.
Giants, Buffalo. And he,
And, yeah. That was another one. He fucking
the kicker. It shouldn't come down to the kicker.
When it comes down to the kicker, the amount of pressure
it's on the kicker. They make fun, nuts. They make fun of the kicker all year long.
Light.
They always fuck with the kicker. And the only time they really hit him is when he misses. He makes it. He should have. He's a kicker.
Makes it all year long. But the thing is,
if you think about football, even in college and the NFL, the only time in football where everyone's looking at you. There are three people involved. The long snapper, the fucking holder, and the kicker. Oh, by the way, we fuck with you all the time. Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck up.
Don't fuck up.
So you know what we've been doing all year?
Yeah.
By the way,
everyone's watching.
Dude, no pressure.
Yeah.
No pressure,
everyone's
dude.
Watching.
No pressure.
Meanwhile, he's just sitting
there. The only person in professional sports that can relate to that is a pitcher.
Because
everyone's watching you. The kicker.
Everyone's watching
you. The quarterback's going to fuck up a couple times. He's right there. But
Right.
They stop the game, and everyone's looking. Plus, you're kicking a field goal to win the game. Everyone in Chicago has been drinking all day long.
Oh, God damn.
Hey, by the way.
Yeah.
No pressure.
Yeah. The face is
just,
on.
Just kick that thing through there.
Chicago fucking sideline was just.
It was tipped, too.
Well, that's why for like the Super Bowl, they have to practice in front of jet engines because it's like if you're not used to this sound.
Well, they've done it before in Chicago where Cody Parkham, this kid, missed a kick and he said I'm going to do night training all night. The local news media had helicopters hovering to watch him. They had to send him away. Said, like, you can't film us practicing. This poor kid, I mean, it's not like he wanted to miss it.
Is there the video of the guy losing his fucking mind last night? Yeah, like you saw that, right, the other night, the Cody Parker? It's amazing. I don't know if I've ever seen anybody this mad.
8 million, 10 million, 25 million. I don't know how much fucking Cody Parker's getting fucking paid. But that little fucking cocksucker from South Florida can't make a goddamn fucking kick for his fucking life. I mean, how much fucking money we gotta pay this fucking cocksucker? How much fucking opportunity do you fucking need? How many fucking missed kicks is Cody Parkey gonna fucking hit this year? 11. 11. That's how many. 11. Fuck you, Cody! Fuck you!
Hey, Anthony, can I say it right here on your show?
Please.
Find out who that guy is.
Yeah.
put the ball exactly.
Yep.
Oh, Cody Parker, exactly, the line. Give him 5 shots.
Yeah.
If he makes it once, I will give him $10,000.
He gets close.
I swear to God. No, it makes it one time.
One time.
5 tries, $10,000. The guy that killed Bin Laden is saying that. By the way, perfect. You want to try it this summer. Try it this summer.
Right.
5 tries. Make it one time.
I'm gonna throw
$10,000.
E-Rock, make that happen.
I'm gonna throw $2,000 on it.
All right, there it is.
It's a whopping $12,000.
12 G's.
Yeah. And by the way, if he misses, he has to get on TV and say, "Oh, my bad. I'm a fucking idiot."
Yeah, sorry.
Also, if you can get a hold of him, call his wife.
He's still not home yet.
I'm gonna leave the house before he gets home. How did things go with the ball game?
How was it? I'm dead serious. Make that happen. I'm dead serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
$10,000.
Why are you so mad today?
Oh, I hope things went good for him at the ballpark.
Boy, my right eye's just starting to heal some. I hope he had a nice day.
What do you mean, leave the house immediately?
I hope I can get the kids out. Oh, no, I hear his car.
Oh, you know, that wife had a bad night.
My God, yeah. I hope they were having steak for dinner.
God damn.
It's a very subtle thing, but you see them telling him to get off the field, and there's security escorting him as he's getting back to the area right off the field, because the crowd's just starting to throw stuff right where that entrance is, and they're just booing him like crazy.
Any team and fans, the fans of any team would go nuts, and it's Chicago.
The only reason he lived is because he's playing against Philadelphia, who are the worst fans in the world.
Like, that is
Philly, they're going to kill him.
I was going to say, in Philly, the kicker would have
been. At least in Chicago, the Philly fans were defending the poor guy.
The kicker would have been shot with a wooden gun, like in the line of fire.
Wow, that's fucked up.
Well, I performed for the Lions like a year and a half ago, and just you look at like the whole team, and they're just like, you know, there's these gigantic, just fucking kids, really.
Yeah, yeah.
And the kicker's just like this guy.
Yeah,
he's just a guy.
Yeah,
I think the kicker, like quarterbacks, are known to be high pressure guys. They could take pressure. Like, I don't think kickers are ever high pressure dudes.
No.
It's just like,
but they just get that opportunity,
right? When it's in your foot. When they
hey, by the way,
all the stars.
By the way, everyone in Chicago is watching.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone who's ever known Chicago is watching.
Right, right.
So just kick that thing right there, if you don't mind.
Yeah, just gotta kick that.
Dude,
yeah. I tried that once. I tried kicking a field goal from like the 30, and which they do all the time. I couldn't get the ball off the ground.
I probably
literally run, try to set your legs up like to where your kicking leg is.
That weird step that you take,
right, and spot. So you're like hopping a little to try to and then kick it, and it just tumbles off the fucking tee.
Dude, I couldn't throw the ball through it from the tent.
No!
It fucking sucks.
Yeah, that's why that guy yelling.
Yeah, I'm sure you're awesome.
Holy shit. I'm sure you're awesome.
It's like when people bitch about your cell service. Hey, AT&T. Fucking, then you, dude.
Yeah.
You make it.
You go set up your cell.
Make my iPhone work, you
Bob's cell service.
Go ahead. Hey, thanks, Bob. It kicks ass, you fucking asshole.
It's Louis C.K. did old.
No, he did it on Verizon.
On the planes, too. He would talk about Wi-Fi on the plane. It's fucking bullshit. Wi-Fi is like, you're miraculously flying through the air.
It used to take us 30 years.
Yeah.
There are 6 hours.
He goes, you're in a chair in space.
Yeah, flying through space in a chair.
We used to travel out there, and your wife would be dead, and we'd put a fucking a hat on you, and then I'd fuck them, and we have our own
wagon.
Family.
Yeah.
They
ate each other.
Did you know how long it took information
we used to split apart so we weren't eating kin.
Yeah.
And now you're bitching about for Friday.
So you fucking can't get Wi-Fi in your magic.
You didn't know it existed 30 minutes ago.
And now your phone takes 10 seconds to call.
You're
calling
fucking
it a piece of shit.
No, hey, but I'm serious about that call. $10,000.
I'm
serious about, I don't, I'm going to throw two on it, for real.
Find that motherfucker.
Something on this?
Oh, yeah, I'll make it an even 15.
Yeah, 15 G's.
15 grand.
In one game, he hit the upright 4 times earlier this season.
I'll tell you what, I'll give 100 grand if someone can hit the upright 5 times.
Wow.
And then one other time in another game, too. So it was like a thing the whole season with this guy, and then he comes out and
hits. How do you do that? It seems impossible.
Yeah, especially 4 times in one game.
Yeah.
I don't
Holy
know.
Shit.
They should have been working on his hook all season if it's going to come down.
Yeah, yeah. Just turn
does,
him
does
a
he
little.
Know we don't get points for hitting the upright?
Are you allowed to move the ball? Like
all right, you see how you're facing
who's,
right now?
Who's,
just do this.
Who's winning tonight? Alabama, Clemson.
Alabama, Clemson? I'd have to check with Gino Bisconti.
Does he have a golf instructor? Just move.
Yeah, yeah, just there. He's probably doing that. He's like win. Lose.
Win.
Lose. Oh, this is where he hit the ball.
No, he got tipped. He got tipped.
From 33 yards away, not a given anymore. And the extra point. That's two now that have been missed.
I forgot they were playing the Lions.
Same game.
Boy, he can hit those uprights, can he? 3 times
today,
he has hit the uprights.
At least they're winning, though.
Why?
Toward the
are you still employing him?
Unbelievable. Can you believe this? He's hit 4 uprights today. 25-yard
today.
Oh, that poor kid.
46 yards. And the kick by Parkey is no good.
These are just other like misses and stuff.
In his defense, though, tell me there's not a better name for a kicker than Cody Parkey.
That is really
Cody
good.
Parkey.
Love him.
Yeah, it is a very kickerish name,
kickerish
isn't it?
Name. Yeah.
Kicker.
I hope he's getting kicker
name
tonight. I hope he's got a bunch of blowing some hookers.
He's in one of these guys that just aren't going to be able to leave the house.
He'll be fine.
No.
For a while.
They're just like, bring me a bunch of fentanyl.
Yeah. No one. You got to think Billy Buckner, though, was the worst scenario.
No, Scott Norwood.
You think Scott Norwood, really?
Bill Buckner's fine because I remember I was still in high school when I went up to Fenway. And I got a tour of Fenway Park, and we're doing whatever, and I'm, you know, watching whatever. And the guy giving me the tour came out and said, a little known fact, Bill Buckner, after the game, he lost to the Mets, he tried to kill himself.
Jesus!
He ran out in front of traffic right here, and he jumped in front of a bus, and that fucking bus went right between his legs.
Of course.
But I think Scott Norwood is the, I think, you know.
You think that's even worse?
I think the Buffalo's finally forgiven him for that.
Yeah.
That's a big miss.
Oh, yeah, that was
wide right.
Just a choke. Choke and a half.
You get tipped. Cody Parkey's got tipped.
Yeah, but.
I hope Cody Parkey's tip is getting tipped tonight because he just.
I don't know. The thing is, if you hit the post as many times as he has, four times in one game,
it's very rare
you'd be like, that. Yeah, well, so what did the tip do?
It's
probably made it closer. It might have actually held like.
Miss a lot worse.
Yeah.
Very rare you hear an announcer say he hit the post four times today.
Yeah, today.
What about Steve Bartman? The fan who interfered with the out for Chicago Cubs before they won the World Series.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's still, I guess now that they won, I guess he's forgiven.
So.
Yeah.
Well, that was the whole thing with Buckner also. You know, the Red Sox hadn't won, they were the joke of the postseason. And they had a chance. It was it. It was fucking over. Oh, Jesus. That's why that one was so bad. I was watching that whole series, and at that point, I was cursing the Mets. I was just like, what a choke team. Oh, fuck this. And I was like, oh, wow, Gary Carter got on base. Ooh, yeah, you prolong the agony, you bunch of assholes. And then Mookie fucking,
hang on a sec, yeah.
Yeah, what's going on here? And we're taking our political expertise of Snoop Dogg.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg has something to say to the people that vote for Donald Trump, and especially the people that are out of work right now because of the government shutdown. And what they should do next election, which is, of course, not vote for Donald Trump. I don't believe he calls him Donald Trump. I think he calls him a few other things. Snoop Dogg, while he's not selling Hot Pockets, he's trying to get his street cred back.
Yeah.
In this way.
Making food with Martha Stewart.
Yeah.
On the political shit. All you people for the federal government that got not getting paid right now. Ain't no fucking way in the world y'all can vote for Donald Trump when he come back up again. If y'all do vote for him, y'all some stupid motherfuckers. I'm saying that to y'all early. All you federal government people that's not being paid, that's being treated fucking unfairly right now. Not being paid. That's so terrible. And this punk motherfucker don't care. So I'm saying that to say this. When the shit get back on and y'all get y'all jobs back and it's time to vote, don't vote for that nigga. Please don't. Look what he do. He just don't give a fuck.
What he do.
Y'all, honest, blue-collar, hard-working people and suffering. So if he don't care about y'all, he really don't give a fuck about us. So fuck him, too. And fuck everybody down. Donald Trump, I said he is Snoop Dogg, nigga. Fuck him.
Yo, buy some Hot Pockets and then buy a watch and shit for shizzle. That is hilarious. Like, what is he fucking? First of all, it's a two-way street. Like the Democrats, Schumer and Pelosi and the ilk, they're just as responsible for this shutdown as Trump is. They've reached an impasse and the government is shut down because of it. So you can't just blame Trump on it. And
words of the great Eazy-E, where the fuck did you find an anorexic rapper?
Yeah. Motherfucker!
Dude, I like...
Eazy-E was the shit.
Oh, geez, the greatest.
Eazy-E went to, like, George H.W. Bush fundraisers.
Yeah, he did.
He would pay, like, $25,000 a plate.
Yeah.
He would go to those things.
Oh, and he'd be sitting there in a Compton hat and sunglasses.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking greatest.
George H.W. there.
Giant gold chain.
Motherfucker.
I just don't think there's a lot of And this goes for me as well in entertainment, that much understanding of politics. Like, I don't think he knows what he's talking about. He's just making a video that he thinks will draw attention.
He's angry. Like that...
He should be. He's only worth millions of dollars because he smokes pot.
Yeah. Like AOC. She, I just call her AOC now. It's like JFK and LBJ. AOC. She says that Trump, no question, is a racist. She said this on 60 Minutes. Where is she? Well, she's not dancing to 80s music.
About President Trump very much.
No.
Why?
No. Because I think he's a symptom of a problem.
What do you mean?
She has crazy.
The president certainly didn't invent racism, but he's certainly given a voice to it and expanded it. And created a platform for those things.
Do you believe President Trump is a racist?
Yeah. No question.
Look, yeah, yes. No question.
When you just said, I don't believe that Trump invented racism.
Which are historic dog whistles of white supremacy. When you look at how he reacted to the Charlottesville incident where neo-Nazis murdered a woman versus how he manufactures crises like immigrants seeking legal refuge on our borders. It's night and day.
In response, the White House deputy press secretary told us Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez's sheer ignorance on the matter can't cover the fact that President Trump supported and passed historic criminal justice reform and has repeatedly condemned racism and bigotry in all forms.
You know, and again, the numbers came out, jobless numbers. It's just an amazing amount of jobs out there now.
If you're looking for a job, you're going to get it.
Yeah, you're going to get it now. It's I don't know what they're trying to sell
it's,
here.
Well, it's one of those things where if you can't win an argument, call them a name.
That's it.
No, I mean, and my retort to that would be in 1986, Donald Trump was awarded the Ellis Island Award.
Yeah, yeah.
Next to Rosa Parks and Muhammad Ali for what he did for African Americans.
Yep. Exactly.
So
what happened?
It happened.
It's.
But I mean, let's call him a racist.
That's
what. You know?
That's. I guess what you.
If you can't win an argument, call him a name. That's what they do.
Well, isn't she like the youngest? You know, and everybody's making
adorable.
A big deal out of that. But it's also
adorable.
But you're also a grown adult.
Yeah. Well, we not need, really.
I mean, but
millennial.
Well, that's true.
Childhood, well into the 30s.
Yeah, but it's just stop pretending like it's this 9-year-old who made it and is allowed to say anything that she wants.
Anything she wants. Robert O'Neill, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. Thank you for
your
me.
Service and for coming in.
Yes, welcome.
Absolutely.
RobertJOneill.com. The book, of course, The Operator, Firing the Shots That Killed Osama Bin Laden and My Years as a SEAL Team Warrior. Your charity, Your Grateful Nation, YGN.com.
.org.
.org. That's an org.
It's got to be.
YGN.org and @grateful_nation on Twitter. The merch site, rjoapparel.com. You get your men and women t-shirts, hats, signed books, etc.
Signed stuff. We got it there.
Thank you, Robert O'Neill.
My pleasure.
Where will you be, sir, Mr. Dave Landau?
Hello. This weekend, January 11th and 12th, I'll be at Big Tommy's Comedy Club in Novi. Novi, Michigan. Tuesday, tomorrow, I love how she spells this out phonetically.
Yeah.
Number two and tomorrow. January 8th, I'll be on Bonfire, which is Bon and the Fire emoji. Wednesday, January 9th, Bernie and Sid, 9 a.m. And Monday, January 21st, Legion of Skanks.
Awesomeness. And right here at 8 p.m., 5 p.m. Pacific, would be Crime Report with Pat Dixon. And then Michael Malice stars in tonight's episode of Nightshade at 11 p.m., 8 p.m. Pacific time. We'll be back here tomorrow, and we will see you then. Until then, have yourselves a great evening.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Ah, very scary.